Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. We now interrupt regular programming to bring you this special sports broadcast. Buildings by Design brings you the Preps Football Game of the Week on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Clark Johnson.
Live from Timnath High School in beautiful Timnath, Colorado, it is the 1310 KFK Preps Radio Game of the Week presented by Buildings by Design. Hi, everybody. Clark Johnson with you to kick off the 1310 KFK broadcast scheduled tonight. And it's a dandy. 4A Loveland, 5A Fossil Ridge, two teams at really at the top of their class. I mean, these two teams could be going deep into the playoffs, both 4A and 5A this year. We'll see how they get there, but they have to start off playing each other tonight from beautiful new Timnath High School, and this is a gorgeous stadium here. I've got the Bank of Colorado scoreboard up there, beautiful scoreboard here, and I'm telling you, this field is gorgeous. There's no doubt about it. We're outside. We're in the crowd tonight. The only thing they didn't do here at Timnath High School is they made a press box without anybody knowing what they were doing. So no room at the inn for us tonight. We're outside, but it's a beautiful night for football. Can't wait. Beautiful vantage point for us tonight between these two teams, Fossil Ridge and Loveland. Take a look at the visitors from Loveland High School. Three road games to start the season in the 2022 campaign for Alan Jeffries and his group. Second year for Coach Jeffries. 10-2 last year for the Red Wolves. That's right. Don't use the I word anymore in Loveland. It's the Red Wolves. 2018 champs, 2020 state champs. Well, it's an even year. Maybe 2022 serves them right again. Last year, as we said, 10-2, their conference champions, just like Fossil Ridge was in their conference. Number six playoff seed last year for Loveland. They lost to Pine Creek in the quarterfinals. For Loveland, it's about running the football. It's about winning the matchup in the trenches, winning that in that offensive line. That's what they like to do. So we'll find out. We told you, three road games to start the season for Loveland. So they're going to get drilled early. Fossil Ridge High School to begin tonight. Mountain View Steve Fry's Club next week. And then at Pomona, 5A Pomona. And that kind of rings a bell, too. We talked with Jason Klatt today and Clark and the coach about 10:20 this morning, and we were talking about Jason's dad, Gary, who was a longtime coach at Pomona High School. And so that's who Loveland's got in Game 3 coming up this year on the road. For Loveland, it's run first. Last year for the Red Wolves, 90% of the plays were runs, 10% were passing. And it's not that they can't throw. Garrett Harstead is a terrific quarterback. This is a great baseball player, a great quarterback, no doubt about it, and a great basketball player as well. It's just a three-sport athlete. I think anything you put in Garrett's hands, he would probably be really good at. So the senior at quarterback, I know he wants to throw a bunch. However, last year, in 12 games, they threw 46 times. So less than four times a game is that number that comes out. But when they do throw it, they're dangerous. Look at Harstead last year, 600 yards passing the ball, 11 touchdowns, no interceptions. He was 36 of 46, 78% completion. All those numbers are great. He also had 1,245 yards rushing and 17 touchdowns with his legs. So that's almost 1,900 yards total offense, 28 touchdowns. And when you think he threw the, 36 completions, 11 of them went for touchdowns. That's right. You lock in against the Loveland offense with them running the football. You put nine in the box, you're probably going to pay for it down the field. So we'll see what the Red Wolves have tonight in their first meeting with Fossil Ridge High School since 2009. Loveland owns a 4-0 series lead against Fossil Ridge. But, boy, those were in the early days of FRHS. So this is a little different setting here tonight. For Fossil Ridge, well, this could be one of the best offenses in the state. Tyler Kubat, the senior, ran into his mom, Tiffany, on the way in here talking about his options coming up as a senior too. Great baseball pitcher. And is he a baseball guy? Is he a football guy? Mom said, yeah, I think he's a football guy. I think that's where he's going to lean. But hasn't made a decision where he's going to go yet, but he'll have some big-time options, no doubt about it. Kubat last year, over 3,100 yards passing the football, 27 touchdowns, 11 picks on the year. He likes to sling it a little bit, 4 rushing touchdowns to go with that. But we talked about Loveland 90% running the ball. Fossil Ridge is 75% throwing the ball through the air. And with this group of receivers, and we remember Dominic Leone is not back. This is a guy that had like 50 catches last year. Take him out, it's still a stud lineup on the outside. Mac Bustede, 77 catches, number 2 in the state last year, 1,154 yards receiving. That also was number 2 in the state, and 11 touchdowns for the 6'6 senior. What a target he is. He's a big man on the football field. Guy I want to see tonight is Trek Keyworth, the senior. He's the long-distance threat. 46 catches last year, 878 yards. That's 19 yards a catch last year for the senior. He's a great basketball player as well, the 6'2 senior, Trek Keyworth. And just to let you kind of know how good this cat is, when they jump on Mac Bustede and double-team him, Keyworth in a scrimmage earlier this year, just about a month ago, 5 touchdowns in the first half against from Tyler Kubat, I should say. Just unbelievable. So Fossil Ridge, Jeff Fulton in his fourth year coaching the club, 5-6 last year, but conference champions. Lost in the first round to Cherokee Trail, 41-29. They'll try to improve on that coming up this year. All right, that's an introduction to the teams tonight. Fossil Ridge and Loveland here at Timnath High School. First game of our Preps Radio broadcast schedule, and so we'll get rocking on this scene. This is the Martin Marietta pregame show. We'll come back in a moment from the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. I'm Clark Johnson. We're back in a moment. Loveland, Fossil Ridge, about 20 minutes away from our opening kickoff, which is brought to you, of course, by the J9 Agencies. A handshake may not go as far as it used to, but at J9 Agencies, it does. Call J9 Agencies and Terry Gertsch for your insurance needs at 970-396-6426. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Timnath High School, the 1310 KFKA Preps Radio Game of the Week, presented by Buildings by Design, a full-service general contractor, construction manager. Whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million dollar commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. Tomorrow night, we will be at Meade High School, Meade and Windsor, second game of the doubleheader. And I will have somebody with me tomorrow night, Mike Danson, who will be with us for about half the ball games this year, will be with me in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth tonight. Tonight, it's just me, folks, for 3 hours. So bear with me. We're going to get through this thing tonight. It should be a great football game, though. Fossil Ridge and Loveland tonight, knocking this thing out of the park. So can't wait to get there. Let's get to our keys to game, players to watch, presented by SOAR. It stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen, training program focused on helping athletes reach new levels of performance, rise above the competition, and improve in speed and agility, strength, power, and reaction. Simply look up SOAR, S-O-A-R, athlete, on Facebook. All right, players to watch for the love. We don't have much. First game of the season, and so you don't have stats to go on, and really neither coach talked a lot about guys in depth. So here's what we've got for you. Loveland Red Wolves' Garrett Harstead's going to be the guy. 6'3", 200-pound senior quarterback who we said can get you both with his legs and with his arm. Passed for 600 yards, 11 touchdowns, no picks last year. 36 of 46. They only threw the ball 4 times a game. 10% of the plays, as we said earlier, went on passing, 90% rushing. Harstead, 1,245 yards rushing and 17 touchdowns. Drew Foley will be the running back for the Red Wolves, the lead running back. The senior, 5'11", 185 pounds. Foley, the second leading rusher last year, over 1,000 yards, 1,047 yards rushing the football. He had 15 touchdowns on the year. Look for him to touch the football a bunch tonight. Also for Loveland, I'm going to put a circle around their middle linebacker, Dylan Lindgren, the senior second leading tackler on the club last year behind Ian Loomis. And as I talked to Alan Jeffries on Clark and the coach, the head coach said, yeah, you're right. You don't replace a guy like Ian Loomis. They don't come around very often. So Ian Loomis, the leading tackler on the club and one of the leading tacklers in the state last year, moves his road over to Dylan Lindgren this year, the middle linebacker, the senior. He'll be the guy to watch defensively for the Loveland Red Wolves. players to watch for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. It's Tyler Kubat, the senior quarterback, 6'5", 215 pounds, over 3,100 yards passing the football last year, 27 touchdowns, 11 picks, and 4 rushing touchdowns. Those numbers, 3,100 yards and the 27 touchdowns, both second in the state, any classification last year for Kubat. Still trying to figure out where he's going to go when he's done with his senior year to play at the next level. Also want to talk about the receivers, of course, Mac Busteed, the senior, 77 catches last year, 1,154 yards and 11 touchdowns for the 6'6 senior. And Trek Keyworth outside, 46 catches, 878 yards, 19 yards a catch last year for the touchdown threat. He is also a great basketball player, 6'2", Trek Keyworth on the outside. Defensively, want to watch a couple guys for Fossil Ridge. Middle linebacker Ryan Black. He will wear number 44 out there, second in tackles last year, so they'll be looking at him. Also off the defensive end, Theo Frericks. Frericks is a senior, 12 tackles for losses last year. However, things a little different for Theo this year. He does not have Nathan Hallmark on the other side. And Hallmark got doubled and sometimes it seemed triple-teamed last year, one of the best defenders in the state. So Theo's going to be the guy people are keying on to try to block and keep out of the backfield this year. We'll see how he does. Those are the players to watch. Keys to the game for Loveland. Just shorten the game as much as you can. Keep the ball on the ground, run the football like they do, and win the battle at the line of scrimmage. For Fossil Ridge, it's going to be do what you do. Throw the ball down the field, try to make big plays, try to gash this Loveland defense. You know there's not a ton of teams in the state of Colorado in high school football that throw the ball like Fossil Ridge does. Is that enough for to give the Sabercats a big edge offensively tonight? We'll find out. If they block, if they give Tyler Kubat time, he's going to be successful. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Those are your players to watch and keys to the game. Brought to you by SOAR, stands for Scientifically Oriented Athletic Regimen. Look them up on Facebook, folks. S-O-A-R Athlete on Facebook. We thank SOAR for their sponsorship. We'll come back in a moment. But what have we got? About 11 minutes, just under 11 minutes, till we get to our J9 Agency's opening kickoff. Fossil Ridge and Loveland tonight from Timnath High School. We'll take a break, come back in a moment, and we'll look around the rest of the league. It's a small schedule in northern Colorado tonight for our Thursday night schedule, but we've got Friday and Saturday games to talk about as well. We'll come back in a moment. We'll take this time out. It's brought to you by TBK Bank, with team members ready to answer everyday questions to the latest technology that makes banking more convenient. TBK Bank stands for helping the people and businesses in our communities succeed. TBK Bank, SSB member, FDIC. Coming back in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Timnath Stadium in beautiful Timnath, Colorado. 1310 KFK Preps Radio, our opening broadcast of the 2022 campaign. Loveland Red Wolves in to take on the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. And folks, we will continue now with the Martin Marietta pregame show. Fossil Ridge ready to come out on the field right now. They're underneath their Sabercat, the big blown-up Sabercat there. Going to come hit the field here. Jeff Fulton's glove.
And now.
And here they come.
Fossil Ridge Sabercats.
Crowd loves it. Sabercat crowd loves it. So we'll see. Nice crowd from Loveland here tonight as well. All right, folks, let's get to the rest of the games in the area tonight up on our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Fort Lupton tonight, 2A football, going to take on 3A Wheat Ridge. That's kind of funny to bring up Wheat Ridge. We were talking with Mark Rogie on Tuesday, had him on Clark and the Coach, talking about the year that Dylan Orms and Wheat Ridge beat Rogue's Greeley West team, 2008. It was, and beat him with 19 seconds to go on a 56-yard run. And talk about getting as close to you can as you can to a state championship and not getting there. Pretty interesting stuff. Sterling taking on 1A number 10 Yuma tonight as well. So Sterling coming off a year that they'd rather forget last year with the low numbers. We'll see what they got this year. Conifer in the 3A level is going to go to number 3 Fort Morgan. That is a 7 o'clock game here tonight as well. Fort Morgan, the 3A state champion, the defending state champion, who beat Meade last year in the finals. That's who we've got tomorrow night, Meade and Windsor. Number 9, Northridge. Boy, this is a game I've got my sights on, and a team I've got my sights on this year. Jeremy Hayden's Northridge Grizzlies, number nine in the state, taking on Gateway, who's a 4A team. I don't believe Gateway won a game last year, though. So Northridge, I think it's a good chance for them to get into a good start this year. Our game, of course, Loveland and Fossil Ridge here tonight. And then the 5A game locally, Poudre and Rock Canyon. It's on the road, but the local team is the Poudre and Palace. Eric Tompkins Club's going to go tonight, 7 o'clock game. Same liftoff as ours out at Rock Canyon High School. So captain's meeting at the midfield right now. We're going to break away for the anthem coming up here shortly. Fossil Ridge, Jeff Fulton in his fourth year, conference champions. Both of these teams won the conferences last year that they were involved in. First round for the Sabercats, the playoffs, Cherokee Trail beat them 41-29. So they'll look for more this year. And with all these guys back, with this offense coming back, and some key guys on defense back, Fossil Ridge has a great chance, no doubt about it. So for the Loveland Red Wolves, Alan Jeffries in his second year coaching the club. 10-2 last year, also conference champions. Here's our anthem. We'll come back in a moment. J9 Agency's kicking off is coming up. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Timnath High School. The kickoff coming. We're ready to get the J9 Agency's opening kickoff here between Fossil Ridge and Loveland to open up our 2022 broadcast schedule here on KFKA. Circle the big night, the 30th of September. We're going to have the Canvas Community Clash. All four city teams in Fort Collins will be playing at Canvas Stadium in the CSU campus. We'll talk a bunch about that leading up to it. Bryce Olson's going to open things up here. Half of the kickoffs for Olson last year were touchbacks for Fossil Ridge. This kid's got a leg, there's no doubt. It is Trey Olson and Lane Thomas deep. It's going to be Olson in the end zone. He'll take it there. Touchback time, and Loveland will start from the 20-yard line. First and 10, Alan Jeffries Club. That means Garrett Harstead, the 6'3", 200-pound senior quarterback, will go to work here. And you're going to see a lot of Drew Foley tonight, the 5'11 senior, second leading rusher last year for the club. And also Jude Mayu, a 5'10 senior, is going to get some carries tonight, I think, as well. All right, let's get this thing underway. Loveland, Alan Jeffries Club goes first and 10 from the 20-yard line. See what they do on first down. Harstead going to send Foley in motion, pitch it to him. Drew right inside the 20, spins outside. Good tackle on the outside. Who got there defensively for the Sabercats? I think Hunter Morton, quarterback, who's a senior, came up to make the play, tripped him up. It's a gain of 3. Good play by Morton, taking the legs out from Foley. It's a gain of 2. It'll be second down and 8.
And 8 yards to go.
Beautiful scoreboard here at Timnath High School, too. Big scoreboard. Got Canes, got Backus Shanker. Bunch of different sponsors on that. Give it up the middle again, and Foley goes out. He lost the football, and Fossil Ridge, I think they've got it. They do. First turnover, and it's a big one at the 27-yard line. Drew Foley on his second carry from scrimmage. Coughs it up. Big turnover right here. Put that on our turnover list. It's a fumble here for Loveland. And Fossil Ridge and this offense is going to take over at the 27-yard line. Tyler Kubat and company will go to work here just 36 seconds into the ballgame. Well, now we'll see what the Red Wolves can do defensively. Dylan Lindgren, the guy they're going to circle around the middle linebacker here. But I think tonight for Loveland, you've got to try to get some pressure on Kubat. All right, first down. Here's a late substitution, and having to take a timeout right off the bat is Jeff Fulton's club. So they'll take a timeout here instead of giving up 5 yards on the delay of the game. We were talking about other games in the area tonight. Fort Lupton and Wheat Ridge. Sterling goes to Yuma. Those are your 2A games. 3A games. Conifer is at Fort Morgan, your defending state champion at the 3A level. Northridge, Jeremy Hayden's group, goes to Gateway, a 4A club, but a struggling 4A club. So Northridge probably in good shape tonight. Our game here. And then Poudre and Rock Canyon at 7 o'clock on the road for the Poudre and Palace. Eric Tompkins' team is on the road. Games tomorrow night, 8-man, Dayspring Christian. Benny Fusco's team's going to, number 5 team, excuse me, in the preseason, going to go against Sanford. 1A Ray, number 3, is going to take on Highland. And here's Fossil Ridge set to go again. All right, put the football down at the 27-yard line. First down here for Tyler Kubot and company. And we'll see what they do here. Kubot, the senior, with an empty backfield. He's going to throw the football. Back he goes, looking, rolling out. Good rush. Going to cut it back up the middle. Inside the 25. Kubot, the 20. He's inside the red zone here and down to about the 15-yard line. So Kubot takes it to the Paul Dobenbarger at Shelter Insurance red zone. And it's a first down just outside the 16-yard line. Gain of 11 for Kubot on the ground right there. And it's going to be a first down here for Fossil Ridge. So first and 10 for the Sabercats. A minute and 5 seconds into our first quarter here at Timnath High School. Sabercats recovered a Drew Foley fumble at the 27-yard line of Loveland here. And we'll try to cash in on it. 5-6 overall last year for the Sabercats, but they put it together at the end and won the conference. They go left-hand side, handoff here for the Sabercats. Outside with the football here is Colton Pollock, the running back, sophomore, and he gets about three, maybe four, into about the 13-yard line. Give him three. It'll be second down and seven here coming up for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. First meeting between these two teams since 2009. Loveland, early on, they won all four of the meetings. So Fossil Ridge, after this big break of 13 years, would like to say, hey, this is a different program now, and it certainly is. Kubot's going to throw. Wants to go for Bustine in the corner. Max is up. He's got the football. Is he there? Let's see. It is a touchdown for Fossil Ridge. Bustine, 16-yard touchdown toss. 27 touchdowns last year for Tyler Kubot throwing the football. 11 of them went to Mac Bustede, and the first one does here. The 6'6 senior makes the grab. Extra point coming up. Bryce Olson set to kick it. That just took about a minute and 6 seconds after the fumble. Here's the snap placed down. Olson's kick is on the way, and the senior boots it through. 10:28 to go, first quarter. We'll take a break here. It's 7-0 Fossil Ridge in front. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, Timnath High School. Just like that, 7-0 Fossil Ridge in front. Loveland turns it over, and I tell you what, against this offense, you cannot give them, well, you can't give them the football, but you can't give them a short field. Here's the return coming out on the right-hand side for Loveland. I believe it was Trey Olson. It was the senior who moved the football out here to about the 19, and that's where Loveland will go to work to try to improve on two plays and a fumble so far. Get to our C&H Solutions scoring summary. Two plays, Fossil Ridge. 16-yard touchdown pass, Tyler Kubot, Mac Bustede. They got it done, the combination from last year that was number two in the state. And this year you probably are looking at the best combination in the state. Here's the give on first down. It's going to be, that's actually a keeper. Harstead's got all kinds of room. 35, the 40, he's in a foot race. Harstead may go, the 40, he's inside the 30. Garrett Harstead is going to score 81 yards with his legs, and it's 7-6. Oh, doctor. Fossil Ridge leaves the gate open on the left-hand side, and Harstead goes the distance. It's 7-6. If you've got the over, go jump on it. We're going to have some points tonight, I think. All right, extra point coming up. 81 yards. Holy cow. Loveland will try to tie it. In fact, let's see. Yeah, they are going to kick it. Trey Olson is the kicker here. Actually, he's the holder. Who's going to kick here? Left footer. It's Jake Jackson. And the snap is fumbled. And they got to go fall on it. So the extra point is not going to work here. So it is 7-6 Fossil Ridge still. But let's get that in the books. 81-yard touchdown run. And Garrett Harstead with his first score. Harstead had four rushing touchdowns. Well, I take that back. Harstead, I'm thinking of Kubot. Harstead had, what, 17? Well, let's get that straight. Where is Garrett at? Yep, 17 rushing touchdowns last year. So he gets his first one here. He had 11 passing touchdowns and 36 attempts last year. That's a crazy thing. So, all right, Fossil Ridge will go back to receive this. So, well, in less than 2 minutes, in a minute and 51 seconds, it's 7-6. We've had four plays from scrimmage. I take that back. Two, three, four, five plays from scrimmage. Three for Loveland, two for Fossil Ridge, and each team has recorded a touchdown here. Our Buildings by Design game of the week. Buildings by Design, a full-service general contractor, construction manager. Whether your project is a small ag project or a multi-million dollar or a commercial project, Buildings by Design can lead you through the process from inception to completion. More online at buildingsbydesign.com. All right, kickoff coming here for Loveland. And it is going to be Trey Olson to do the kicking. He held on the extra point. And this kick is a bomber. He's going to get that. Lands about 9 yards deep in the end zone. And it'll bring Fossil Ridge out to take over the football here, the 20-yard line, leading 7-6 in the football game with 10:09 to go. We've played a minute and 51 seconds. And if they're going to score like this at this rate, call the babysitter. We're going to be here till 3 in the morning. But if it's this exciting, we're going to do it. We're going to plan on it, so it should be pretty fun. All right, Kubot and Fossil Ridge will go back to work their own 20-yard line here, first down and 10. Kubot to Bustede from 16 yards out, got him on the board 7-0 after the Loveland fumble. Here is Tyler to throw, going to be flushed out of the pocket now. The senior looks, going to throw back against the grain, and it's caught. Bustede came back and got it. What a great catch. He had two guys on him. In fact, right on top of him, Dylan Lindgren, the senior. The middle linebacker didn't give Bustede any ground, but it's a catch and a gain of 12 and a first down here for Fossil Ridge at their own 32-yard line. Big crowd on hand here at Timnath High School tonight. Great Fossil Ridge side, and also the visitors from Loveland, they brought it tonight as well. First down, Fossil Ridge at its own 32-yard line. First meeting since 2009 between these two clubs. Where does he go? Handoff, spinning out of a tackle at the 35. Get out to the 38-yard line for Fossil Ridge. That was Colton Pollock, again, the running back. Pollock is a sophomore, 5'9", a buck 60. Able to get about five on that play. Put it out of the 30, give him six, actually. Put it at the 38. It's second and four here for Kubot and company. Tyler's going to go again. Here's Pollock, left-hand side. Ball on the ground again. Let's see. And they have turned it over to Loveland here. So both teams have turned the football over here in the first 3 minutes of the first quarter. And Loveland's going to have a short field as they'll take over here at the Fossil Ridge 37-yard line. Turnover chart for Fossil Ridge, a fumble. So let's see what Alan Jeffries' team can do, getting handed back a turnover here. Fossil Ridge took advantage of the Loveland turnover, put their first drive into the end zone on a Kubot to Bustede touchdown. Now let's see what Loveland can do, 37 yards away from Pater. Set to go from the 37-yard line. First down here for Garrett Harstead and company. Harstead went 81 yards on the last series from his own 19 for a touchdown. There's the give right-hand side, and Drew Foley is tripped up at about the 35-yard line, so give him a couple. It'll be second down and 8 here for the Red Wolves. Thank you to AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care, folks. Taking care of my car, my kids' cars, they'll take care of your car. It's AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland putting the care back into car care. Second down and 8 here for the Red Wolves. 8.5 to play here. First quarter at Timnath High School. Opening broadcast of the year for us. Tomorrow night we're at Meade High School. Windsor and Meade should be very interesting. Man in motion here. They're going to pitch it out. That's Trey Olson who takes the pick. The pitch is inside the 30 and Olson to about the 28. I think he's going to be short. In fact, they're going to put the knee down at about the 29-yard line. So it's a gain of 8. It's going to be second and 2 coming up here. I'm sorry, third and 2. All right, third down and 2, 29-yard line of Fossil Ridge. Probably two down territory here for Alan Jeffries' club. 90% run, 10% pass last year. Nothing different so far. Give it to Foley up the middle. He's got a first down as Drew Foley just drives ahead to the 25-yard line, and it's a first down. 5 yards outside the Paul Dovenbarger at Shelter Insurance Red Zone. As your shelter agent, Paul's job is to help you find the types of coverage you need to protect what matters to you most, your family, your home, your vehicles, and so much more. Give him a call today, 970-674-8757. All right, first down, 26-yard line, we'll call it. Harstead's going to roll right and keep it. Garrett inside the 25, inside the 20 into that Paul Dovenbarger Shelter Insurance Red Zone and takes it down to the 14. He got 12 there. So Harstead, 2 carries for 93 yards so far. And it's first down, Loveland at the 14 of Fossil Ridge, trying to go in front in the football game here. Loveland's got Trey Olson kicking. If they need to go for a field goal, I think that's how they would do it. Here's a play up the middle. Nothing doing there as they try to run the football and get to about the 15. Maybe even a loss of a half yard in the play. It'll be second down as the Fossil Ridge defense bows up nicely behind Ryan Black, the middle linebacker, and Theo Frericks, the defensive end. Make it second down and 11 here for Harstead and Loveland. They threw about 4 times a game last year, and you know Garrett wants to throw. Great baseball pitcher, basketball player as well. Man in motion here for Loveland. That's Caden Stansberry. Where do they go? They pitch it outside. Takes the football inside the 10, down to the 5, and all the way down inside the 3 to about the 2-yard line. On the carry for Loveland. They show a number 3 on there, and of course, it's high school football in the first week. I do not have a number 3 on my roster. So you guys at home, make up your own character, and that's who number 3 is tonight. I would send my color guy out to find out who that is, but he's in Eaton. Here is a first down and goal from the 3. Where do they go? Left-hand side. That's a touchdown. Off the left-hand side, Garrett Harstead takes it himself. He's in, and Loveland has the advantage, a 3-yard run. All right, so we are just over halfway through the first quarter. Loveland has their second score. 3-yard touchdown run for Harstead, his second touchdown of the ball game already. This comes at 5:39 to play in the first quarter, and they'll line up and go for 2. Missed the just a bad snap the first time, going for the extra point. Here's the handoff left-hand side. Did he get in? It's a Loveland carry. Ty Young, the senior, got close but did not get in. So Loveland has scored twice, but they have yet to convert on the extra point. So 12-7, Loveland in front. 5:39 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, back at Timnath High School. Clark Johnson in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth with you tonight. 5:39 to go first quarter. And the Loveland Red Wolves, after coughing up their fumble on their first possession and Fossil Ridge taking advantage with a score, has now put the ball in the end zone twice. Harstead from 81, and then Harstead from 3 yards out there. That followed a Fossil Ridge fumble. So both teams have turned the ball over once, and it cost them both. Here's the return coming out on the left-hand side. The return here for Fossil Ridge. That's Jake Toshkoff. Toshoff, the sophomore, returns it out to the 30, but there's a flag at the end of the play, and we'll see about that. It looks like it's going to be holding against Fossil Ridge. That's going to cost him 10 and put it back on the 20, if I'm not mistaken. Loveland, scheduled this year for the Red Wolves. 3 games on the road to start the year. They'll get Mountain View next Friday night. Then the following Friday night, Pomona. All of those on the road. Pomona's a 5A playoff winner, and of course, if you go back 5 or 6 years, they were knocking around the number 1 or 2 spot each year. Jason Klatt, the Meade coach. His dad, Gary, was a long-time Pomona coach. We had Jason on the Clark and the Coach show this morning. Here's a throw, a left-hand side. That pass is going to be caught. Nice catch outside. Trek Keyworth takes the football and goes to the 37, 38-yard line. They're going to put his foot out of the 35. So it's a gain of 15. And it'll be a first down, move the chains. Trek Keyworth, boy, oh, boy. If they're going to double Bastide, Keyworth's going to go nuts. Trek in a scrimmage this summer, about a month ago or so, had five touchdowns from Kubot in the first half of a scrimmage. So you know he can play 19 yards a catch. Last year he got 15 on this one. First down, Fossil Ridge, their own 35-yard line. All right, let's see what Kubat does here on first down. Tyler takes the snap, looking for a place to go. Outside with it, and here's the handoff. Left-hand side with a carry. Outside with a football. This is Caden. I take it back. That is Jake Toshkoff, the sophomore, who takes it out on the left-hand side into Loveland territory. I was trying to make the call on that, and I had about 14 people stand up in front of me and start moving down the aisle here. We're in the crowd tonight. And I couldn't see where this kid was going. Toshkoff again takes the handoff and goes to about the 36-yard line. So give him four there. It'll be second down and six. Big crowd on here, on hand here tonight at Timnath High School. And I think in the section we're in, everybody wants to stand up. But, all right, we'll see if we can get a clear view here. Second down and about seven here for Fossil Ridge. Clark Johnson on my own here tonight at Timnath High School. You get tired of my voice probably after a while. Throw it left-hand side. Pass is caught. Trek Keyworth made the catch, but I think this play is going to come back. I think they killed it before the snap here. And we'll see. No, that's not the case. So the play does stand. Keyworth with the catch outside. It's a first down at the 30-yard line here of Loveland. So Fossil Ridge down 12-7 in the football game, but they're rolling here with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play here in our first quarter. It is a gorgeous night here in Timnath. Just fabulous. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth here tonight, folks. Our Buildings by Design game of the week on Preps Radio tomorrow night. We're at Meade High School, Windsor and Meade tomorrow night. That should be a good one. Before they can get this snap off, I think Fossil Ridge may have moved early here. It is. So false start's going to mark it 5 yards back to the 35-yard line. Be first and 15 here for Fossil Ridge. Sabercats touchdown came after a Loveland fumble on their second play. They've opened at the 27-yard line short field of Loveland. They gained down to about the 16-yard line and then a 16-yard touchdown toss from Kubat to Bustede opened the scoring for Fossil Ridge. Since then, though, Loveland a couple of touchdowns to lead 12-7. Now on first and 15, Loveland way offside here. Unless they were induced, they're going to get that 5 yards back here. The referees will meet and talk about it. Don't forget, folks, at halftime we'll get our Journey Homes halftime show coming up for you. We'll try to get, it'll be tough for me by myself tonight, but we'll try to get the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard for you. And tomorrow night, Mike Danson will be in with me. We'll have a great broadcast for you with Windsor and Meade. And all night long, we'll have our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard, keeping you up to date on everybody else in northern Colorado. Kubat rolling right, gets out of trouble, throws back across the field. Almost intercepted. Boy, dangerous for Kubat there, throwing against his body back to the middle of the field. That one floating, trying to get the football to Keyworth inside the 10-yard line. And it's tipped away defensively that time by the Loveland Red Wolves. So it'll be second and 10 coming up here for Fossil Ridge. 2:55 to play here in the first quarter at Timnath Stadium. Rowdy group of teens in front of me right here. All right, 2:55 left to go. Second down, 10. Kubat, oh, ball's on the ground again. Did they turn it over again? Let's see. We've already had a turnover, a fumble by each team in the ball game so far. And let's see what that looks like. I got to be able to see here, guys. It's a radio broadcast. 2:39 to play here in the third. That would be a great idea. Down there works. All right, 2:30 left. I'm trying to get a vantage point here, but 17 girls just sat in front of me right here. Okay. Hopefully that's everybody arriving like a Dodger crowd in the third inning. Back to throw here is Kubot. He wants to go deep. Right-hand side for Boosteed. Up in the air. Did he get there? Oh, what a catch! Mac Boosteed made a circus catch in the end zone. Touchdown, Fossil Ridge. A 31-yard scoring touchdown pass from Kubot to Boosteed. That's ridiculous. All right, folks. Sorry about that, but my stuff's got to stay there so I can broadcast. I appreciate that. All right. All right, Fossil Ridge gets the score here. 2:10 left to go here in the first. 13-12 Sabercats. Going to throw here, and the two-point conversion is good. Trek Keyworth with the catch. So the Sabercats open a 15-12 lead on the touchdown to Bastid, 31 yards away on that one. 31-yard pass play. Bastid's second score of the ball game, and it comes with 2:10 to go here in the first quarter. We'll step aside, come back in a moment. It's 15-12, 27 points already here in the first quarter. Fossil Ridge in front. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, kickoff here, our J9 Agency's kickoff. Loveland's going to return the football out here to about the 22, maybe the 23-yard line. So they'll go to work first and 10 right there on the return for Loveland. That's number four. So we have a three and four who are not on the roster. I believe that was O.J. Simpson. 15-12, 2:03 left to go here in the first quarter. Well, how about that throw and that catch by Mac Boosteed? Boosteed was guarded really tough by the defensive back. But at 6'6", man, he just finds a way to go get the football. Two touchdowns for him, two for Harstead. Here's Harstead on the carry. 25 to 30. Boy, look at him go with his legs outside the 40. And Harstead all the way out to the 44-yard line. He will pick up about 20 on the play. 24-yard line to the 44-yard line. That Fresno State math says that's 20 yards and a Loveland first down here. All right, football to 44, first down Loveland. Where do they go? Give it to Drew Foley up the middle, and he takes it to the 49-yard line. Quick gainer, quick. You got to like what Loveland's doing with the offensive line here, opening some big holes against the Fossil Ridge defense. Big play, the 81-yard touchdown run by Garrett Harstead to open the scoring for Loveland. All right, 49-yard line, second down and five here for Loveland. 1:05 to play here in the first quarter. Loveland will be on the road at Mountain View, Steve Fry's club, next week. Here's Harstead in trouble, spins out of a tackle, gets to midfield. How does Garrett Harstead make yardage there? Looked like they were going to get him for about a 3 or 4 yard loss, but he kept spinning. And the spinning top goes to the 49 of Fossil Ridge. So it's going to be, they need the 46, so it's going to be third and three coming up here. So third down and three for Loveland here. 35 ticks. This will be the last play of the quarter if they keep it on the ground, and they do that almost invariably. See if Fossil Ridge can buck up here defensively. Third down, three for Harstead and company. Garrett's going to give the football. Here's a sweep. Left-hand side looking for somewhere to go. Do they get him? Spinning out of a tackle at midfield in all kinds of trouble. Now reverses field. The 45-yard line. Looking for a block. The 50. Inside the 45. The 40. Flags all over the place at about the 35-yard line and knocked out of bounds there. So Jude Mayu was on the carry that time. First carry for Jude in the football game. And this one's going to come back, I think. Boy, what a actually, he was in so much trouble first time through, and then reverse field. And we'll see what the flag is about. 6 seconds to go here in the quarter. 15-12, Sabercats in front of Loveland by three. Both teams a couple of touchdowns. They're going to wave this off and say no foul. So it is a first down. Jude Mayo on the run, and boy, looked like he was going to lose 15. Instead, he reversed field, got to the other side, and guess who? Garrett Harstead, the quarterback, with a big block on the far side. And it keys Mayo to go to the 32-yard line of Fossil Ridge here. Boy, that's one. Jeff Fulton and his defense, they want that one back. They had Mayo dead to right at about midfield. Instead, they're sitting at the 32-yard line now of the Sabercats. 6 seconds to go in a quarter. It'll be the last play without a defensive penalty of the quarter here. Wouldn't be surprised here to see Garrett Harstead keep the football. First down at the Fossil Ridge 32. Man in motion. Ball's on the ground. A fumble right there. Is this no play? Yeah. It's going to be a false start against Loveland. They kind of shot themselves in the foot, but it's a to their advantage here. They recovered the ball, but it would have been about a six-yard loss. And it would have been second down. Here it's a five-yard setback to the penalty, but they'll get first down over. So first and 15 with 2 seconds to go. Actually, they should reset that to six because the play never developed. But we're not sure if they'll even do that. 37-yard line, we'll call it. They need the 22. First down 15 here for Loveland. They did. They put the six ticks back on the clock like they should have. Good job up in the booth. Harstead's going to keep here. The 40, they tripped him up. That's a nice play defensively. See if I can get a number on it for you. Yeah, that's Theo Frerichs, who is terrific off the defensive end. Makes the stop right there. We're done with a quarter of football here at Timnath High School. Opening night on Preps Radio, 15-12. Great first quarter. Both teams in the end zone twice. Fossil Ridge with a three-point advantage as we go to the second quarter. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Timnath High School. Fossil Ridge and Loveland tonight, 15-12. Fossil Ridge in front by three. Our buildings by design game of the week. 14 yards. Clark Johnson with you in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth. And as we said, we look up at the Gould Parts scoreboard. 30 seconds into our second quarter and a three-point Fossil Ridge advantage. Loveland with the football, third down about 14 now. Harstead's going to keep it left-hand side. Can they corner him? They do. They rally to the ball and knock him down after about a four-yard gain. He gets back to the original line of scrimmage. And it's going to bring up fourth down now for Loveland, and I think this is a go for it. 32-yard line, you're too far away to try a field goal here. So on fourth and 10, Loveland, I assume, here comes Harstead back out, I assume, unless he pooch kicks this, that they are going to go for it. All right, here come the Red Wolves, fourth down, 10, 20, the 32-yard line, rather, of Fossil Ridge. Harstead takes the snap. Garrett back to throw, steps up. He's going to dump it down in the middle, going to be intercepted. Picked off there. It is picked off by Ryan Pelea, and he takes the football back out to about the 34-yard line. Intercepted by number 7, Ryan Pelea. Pelea, the cornerback out there, 6'1", a buck 75, the senior. And it is turnover time here for Loveland. That was a fourth down play, and I think really Garrett Harstead just said, you know what, I got to get rid of this, and if they pick it off, so be it. It's kind of like a punt. So Fossil Ridge will take over the football now at their own 30-yard line with the lead here, and 10.5 to go in the first half. All right, first down, where do they go? Hand off up the middle. And the carry here for Fossil Ridge's Colton Pollock, the sophomore running back. All right, so Pollock got yards there to the 31. We'll give him one. Second down and 9. Kubot out of the gun here for the senior. Second in the state in passing yardage and touchdowns last year. Back to throw. He goes. Kubot looking. Downfield. Wide open is Trek Keyworth. He makes the grab. inside the 30 and down to the 27-yard line of Loveland. It is once again Kubot finding his talented receivers. That time Trek Keyworth, and he's into the 27-yard line. Wow, I tell you what, folks. Loveland's good, and they make big plays on the ground, but this team, this Fossil Ridge team, they throw the ball. You want to see somebody fun? Come out and see somebody fun each night? Go watch Jeff Fulton's club this year. Holy cow. 28-yard line here. They'll give it a first down. Left-hand side handoff. Pollock's got it. He's got the football inside the 20, inside the 10. Could he score? He will. Touchdown, Fossil Ridge. Colton Pollock from 28 yards away, and Fossil Ridge is in the end zone again. So 28-yard touchdown run, Colton Pollock. And it comes with 9:33 to play here in the second quarter. That is your C&H Solutions scoring summary. And now the extra point here for Fossil Ridge. Bryce Olson on, snap plays down, the kick is on the way, and the kick is good. So Olson knocks it through. Here come 14,000 folks in front of me right now. Boom, 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 boom. All righty. 22-12. Fossil Ridge in front, 9:33 to go. We'll take a break. Come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. K9's agency's kickoff here, and it is booted completely out of the end zone. Again, Bryce Olson, who has a habit of knocking touchbacks through the back of the end zone, does it again. It's quite a weapon to have when you just can just snap it, put it down on the ground, and have the other team start from the 20-yard line. That's where Loveland will start, down by 10 now after a five-point lead, 15 straight here for the Sabercats. 22-12 in the football game. All right, here comes Loveland. We're talking about their schedule. If they're having trouble with Kubot and company, they're going to have more of the same on the 30th of September this year. Here's the handoff up the middle and the carry. It's actually Harstead, a keeper, to about the 25. He got 5 yards. It'll be second and five here for Loveland. On the 30th of September, Loveland will take on Erie and their brilliant junior quarterback, Blake Barnett. Those are two teams between Fossil and Erie that will throw it around as much as anybody in the state. All right, we'll call it the 24-yard line after a gain of four by Harstead here. Second down and six here for the Red Wolves, who are down by 10, but you've got a ton of football to go. Spin it off left-hand side, and the carry this time is Jude Mayu. And Mayu takes it for a short gain, tripped up at the 25. Give him a yard, and it'll be third and five here for the Red Wolves. A packed house here at Tim. This is a big stadium, too. Kind of like French Field on the home side, where they've got the high stands and the big long stands. It's packed. I mean, it is packed. I thought it would be half filled tonight, maybe, but boy, oh boy. Fossil Ridge has really come out tonight. I'm a crossing guard here tonight. That's what I've pretty much come to be. Just trying to get everybody in the stands through this aisle. 8-12 to play here in the first half. 22-12. Play there for Loveland, not much. It's going to be fourth down. They're going to have to give it up here. Tried to keep it on the ground that time. I was blocked out by a passing group of about seven young ladies. But now that I can see again, they did get about two on the play. So it's fourth and about two and a half here for Loveland, but they'll give it up.
Timeout. Fossil Ridge.
Trek Keyworth goes all the way back to his own 35 to receive the punt, and Fossil Ridge uses a timeout here. Gives us a chance to thank some of our great sponsors tonight. Of course, the official restaurant of Preps Radio, that's A&W in Eaton. Check out their Facebook page at A&W Eaton for specials, promotions, and events. Don't forget about Cruise Nights, third Thursday of every single month. They'll jump out there at least for a couple more months, I believe. They'll jump out there through September and October, I think. Bring your old jalopy out on a cruise night on a third Thursday each month at A&W in Eaton. And they've got it all for you. They're open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they've got Uber Eats now as well. You want A&W Eaton, but you don't want to get out of your house? Uber Eats, A&W Eaton, knocking it out of the park. Don't forget at halftime, the Journey Homes halftime show, folks. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Northern Colorado's number one builder for all they do. Great gallery of what they do, too. Go to journeyhomes.com. Here's the punt. It's away. Keyworth is going to chase this. Hits at the 40, bounces inside the 30. Trek is finally going to pick it up at the 29 and get pushed out of bounds at about the 31. Maybe the 32. Give them three on the return. And now the Sabercats with 7.5 to go in the first half. And they're really not a team that's going to have long drives. They're really not. So if you would say, hey, 7:36 to go, 10-point lead, how about, churning up 5 minutes of the clock here? That's probably not what they're going to do. They're just going to keep this great passing offense attacking all the way. All right, 22-12. Kubot and Fossil Ridge go back to work here. All right, first down, Sabercats, their own 32-yard line. Where are they going to go? On first down, boy, Loveland read that perfectly. There were three or four white shirts off the right-hand side that time. Led defensively by Ty Young, the senior linebacker. And they knocked the running back down for Fossil Ridge. That was Jake Toshkoff. Toshkoff is a sophomore running back, and a loss on the play of about six there, back to the 26-yard line. We tick under 7 minutes to go here in the first half. 22-12 Sabercats. Second down, about 16 here for Jeff Fulton's club. Kubat waits, got a running back to his right here, and then four wide receivers. Tyler wants to throw. Back he goes. Going to step up in the pocket. Going to run with the football. The 30 hit, spins out of a tackle and goes to the 33. So close to the original line of scrimmage. Maybe they have third and nine coming up right here. One receiver you don't get with about 50 catches last year, Dominic Leone for Fossil Ridge. But boy, oh boy, with Busteed and Keyworth and Bryce Olson, the tight end, it's still a group that can really play. Brian Bauerfeind, also wide receiver. He was the one who went deep that time, but they couldn't get it to him. Third down and about nine or so here for Fossil Ridge. Kubat's going to throw. Senior steps up, looking, going to try to run with the football again. The 35 hit, and down he goes. Boy, he took a shot, too, at the 32-yard line. Maybe he gets the 33 here. But it'll be fourth down, and this, I would assume, will be a Sabercat punt here. So the defense is finally stepping up and making some plays here. A couple of punts for the clubs, 22-12. Fossil Ridge in front by a 10 spot with 5:30 to play here in the first half. And as we said, the Journey Homes halftime show is coming up. All right, 22-12 football game. Here is the punt. Flag down, maybe Loveland offside. Let's see. This is Trey Olson going to go back and grab the football. Boy, at the last second, not sure what he was thinking. He dives on the football at the 15-yard line. But let's see about the penalty clear at the other end of the field. Thank you to AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care, folks. 40 years, Don Scott with the great company in Fort Collins on South Mason Street there. Lance Pickett running the show in Fort Collins for him now. You got Dave Martin in Loveland knocking it out of the park. The Loveland store, by the way, for AMCO is right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower there. So go visit them. They take care of my car, my kids' cars, take care of the Johnson family. They'll take care of you, putting the care back into car care. It's AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland, the very best in car repair. All right, the big penalty here puts it back all the way back. Takes a pretty good punt away, too, all the way back to the 29-yard line here. And now they'll try it again. Bryce Olson back to kick again. Trey Olson. The junior for Loveland sits at the 30. He's under it. We'll take the football at the 27-yard line. Speed outside the numbers here to the 40, and Olson goes to the 42, maybe the 43-yard line. So pretty good return there of about 13 yards. Actually give him 15 on that return. 5 minutes and a second to go here in the first half. 22-12, Fossil Ridge in front by a 10 spot. And Loveland will go back to work first and 10 here. Don't forget, when we're done tonight, folks, we'll also have the Alt Feed Mill post-game show, the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, the Steamway floor-to-ceiling drive of the game. All right, first down, Loveland, Garrett Harstead and company from their own 43-yard line. Harstead will keep immediately, has good room, the 50, breaks a tackle and gets outside, the 40. Harstead in a foot race, the 20, inside the 10. That's a Loveland touchdown. Garrett Harstead, 57 yards. He's gone 81 for a score. He's gone 57 for a score. And suddenly it's 22-18. Yard touchdown run, Garrett Harstead. It's his third touchdown of the game. The 81-yarder, a 3-yarder, and now a 57-yarder. The legs of Garrett Harstead. Doing it here tonight. Harstead, 17 rushing touchdowns last year. He's got three already in game number one of the 2022 campaign. Loveland will go for two here. Up the middle, and that's an easy score. They went to the number three. That's the guy we don't have on the roster. And the headless horseman gets into the end zone. 22-20. We'll take a break. Sabercats lead cut to two. 4:48 left first half here at Timnath High School. Fossil Ridge 22, Loveland 20. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. To go here in the first half, 22-20. Fossil Ridge in front by a two spot now. Well, it's been a terrific football game. If you like offense, you've got it tonight. Been three turnovers in the game. Loveland's got two. Fossil Ridge one. Here's a kick that dribbles all the way, and maybe that's the way to do it here. Not let these guys get out and run with it, and he dribbles it into about the 25-yard line. It's covered there, and Fossil Ridge will go to work first and 10 at their own 25-yard line here with 4:47 to go with an offense that takes about 2 minutes to matriculate the field with this passing game. Boy, what a first half. We'll go over that, the CNH scoring, CNH Solutions scoring summary at halftime. During our Journey Homes halftime show. Boy, oh boy, it is a restless group of kids out here tonight in the stands, jumping from three rows down, and there's no room to sit anywhere. Just jumping from three rows down onto the back of people right there. Wow. Hope I come out alive. Right-hand side, there's a carry. 35, the 40, got room to run. The 50 breaks a tackle. 40 down the right side all the way down to the 31-yard line of Loveland. 45-yard run. But I think there's a flag back around the 45. Let's see about that. So for Fossil Ridge on the run, Colton Pollock, the sophomore, boy, he's got some speed. Turned on the afterburners, broke a couple of tackles, but this one's coming back. Yeah, it's a holding call against Fossil Ridge. So wipe out about a 40-yard play for Pollock and bring the football all the way back here. It's going to be first and 20 back on the 24-yard line now. That's a killer for Fossil Ridge, that penalty. All right, 24-yard line here for the Sabercats, first and 20. They lead 22-20 over Loveland here as we get into the final moments here of the first half. Journey Homes halftime show is coming up. Back to throw here goes Kubat. Being flushed out of the pocket right-hand side. Senior's going to go deep right-hand side, jumping up and trying to grab it is Bustede, and it's incomplete. Boy, Mack was really far downfield. He threw that ball from the 20. That's 30, 40, 50. That's 60 yards in the air that Kubot just threw it. The state's second leading passer last year has his eyes on being number one in the state this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And tonight already, a couple of touchdown passes to Mack Busteed and a 28-yard touchdown run for Colton Pollock. And the Sabercats own a 22-20 advantage. Second down here for the Cats from their own 25-yard line. Second and 20. Pass right-hand side. That's caught outside the numbers to about the 36-yard line. I think it is Sidney King? No, it was Busteed. Take that back. It's 12, not 17, Clark. 36-yard line. And that is a first down. They needed 20. I take that back. They needed 10 only there, and they got to, I thought they had to get 20 there due to the holding penalty, but they put it at 36, and it's marked a first down. Here's Kubot to throw now. Right-hand side. Fires. That pass is caught. Busteed again. That's 12 more and another first down. If you're going to cinch up on Busteed too, Keyworth's going to go get you. Fossil Ridge first down, 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. 22-20. Sabercats in front by two over Loveland. All right, the senior quarterback, Kubot, brings his club out. 47-yard line, first down and 10. Kubot's got a running back to his left. That's Pollock. One, two, three, four wide receivers. That's usually what they go with. Sometimes they'll empty the backfield and put all five out. Kubot to throw. Flushed out left-hand side. Waiting, waiting, waiting. Now he's going to dump it out. That's caught. Nice pass out of the backfield. Inside the 30, the 25, the 20. Down to about the 14-yard line. Colton Pollock, the sophomore, with a catch out of the backfield. And big yardage here. They're going to mark this football down to the 20. That's a 33-yard pitch and catch. Kubot to Pollock.
Pollock makes the catch after some hit and scrambling.
So Colton Pollock to the 20, and that is right at the edge of the Paul Dobenbarger at Shelter Insurance red zone. And there's a block in the back on the play. Boy, Fossil Ridge has shot themselves in the foot a couple of times tonight with big penalties. This is towards the end of the run, so it's still going to be a first down. Just mark it back 10 yards or so from where the end of the play was. So put it at the 30 of Loveland. It's a first down for Fossil. 22-20 to play here in the first half. 3:14 to play here in the half. 22-20. All right, 30-yard line for Kubat and company now. Tyler's going to throw. Back he goes. The rush comes. Left-hand side. Keyworth is there. Trek Keyworth with a catch into the end zone. And let's see. He fumbles it at the goal line. And what are they going to call him? Down at the one. That's a break for Fossil Ridge, because if he loses the ball in the field of play, it's recovered by Loveland in the end zone for a touchback. But they're going to rule him down after the catch at the one-yard line. It is a 29-yard pitch from Kubot to Trek Keyworth. Now let's see if they go to Pollock for the touchdown. First down and goal at the one-yard line here for Fossil. 2:45 and counting in the first half. Keeper on a mishandled snap. Kubot, I don't think he got in. He was more concerned with just getting hold of the football that time. It'll be second and goal here for the Sabercats. This is not a bad thing for Fossil. You can use up an extra minute down here and score. Then we'd see what Loveland would do. Would they actually go to a passing attack in a two-minute drill? Of course, with the legs of Garrett Harstead tonight, 57-yard touchdown run, an 81-yard touchdown run, maybe you don't need to. Second down goal, Fossil Ridge from the one. Long huddle here. Under 2 minutes to play here in the first half. Two-point advantage, Fossil. They're trying to go up by eight with a touchdown right here. And now what do we get? Is this delay? No, it's a timeout. taken by Loveland. I guess they didn't like the lineup. We'll take a 30-second break and come back, see if the Sabercats can score when we return. They're up by two. It'll be second and goal from the one when we come back here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, so Kubot brings his team back out here. Second and goal from the one. Let's see what they do here. Colton Pollock is the running back right behind him. Kubat's going to keep. No, he's going to throw it. Boy, they're right in his face. Being dragged down, throws back of the end zone, incomplete. Tried to get the football that time. Yeah, that's Bauerfeind in the back of the end zone, and he just threw it behind him a little bit, but boy, they were right in Tyler Kubat's face that time. And they took his shoulder pad out and beat it around a little bit. Now you're third and goal here. They got to fix his uniform. His shoulder pad's hanging out. And now the ball's on the ground again, picking it up and trying to lunge forward after another bad snap or at least a mishandle. And he goes to the one-yard line right here. So it's going to be fourth and goal for the Sabercats at the one. They were first and goal from the one here, leading by two. And now they're fourth and goal. This would be an incredible stop by Loveland if they can get it. They're going to put the ball at the two, where the knee went down from Kubat after the bad snap. I told them they needed to fix his shoulder pad, which was hanging out. You can't make a play with a shoulder pad like that and expect to pull off a touchdown. So fourth down and goal from the two for Fossil Ridge, 22-20. Sabercats in front by a two spot. The Journey Homes halftime show coming up here on Preps Radio. And here's a timeout taken by Jeff Fulton and Fossil Ridge again. I think that's their last one here. Yep, it is. 1 minute and 2 seconds to go. So when you look at what's going on down at this end of the field, it's actually, if they score here, it's a great thing for Fossil Ridge because they burned a minute and a half of time that Loveland would have had to come back and try and score. We had about 2 minutes and 30 seconds left when they had first and goal at the one, but here we are with 62 ticks left in the half, and they're fourth and goal now at the two. Couple of mishandled snaps by Kubat here. Never know whose fault that is, but not very clean for Jeff Fulton's team here after a first and goal. Now they're fourth and goal at the two. All right, here's the look. Going to throw it. Right-hand side. Pass is incomplete. Kubat tried to get it on the left-hand side. And it's incomplete. Trek Keyworth tried to come back on the play, and it went incomplete. So what a great defensive stand for Loveland here as they hold Fossil Ridge. They had first and goal at the one. Boy, that's one that you'll be talking about at halftime. First and goal at the one. You've got to get points. You've got to get in the end zone. And the Loveland Red Wolves, down by 2 points, are able to hold Fossil Ridge out of the end zone here. So now for Loveland from their own two, it's just burn the clock. Go into the locker room, unless Harstead can do some magic again. Well, he's already got an 81-yard touchdown run and a 57-yard touchdown run, as well as a three-yarder. And now here's a flag down, and this is going to be, would this be delay of the game? Holy cow, Loveland looks like they don't care to snap it. Substitution foul. The player went out of the back of the end zone. They didn't know you couldn't do that. He was being substituted for and walked out of the back of the end zone. They're lining up the Loveland team right now about 8 yards deep in their own end zone. And they did a sub, and the sub went out the back of the end zone, and you can't do that apparently. All right, Fossil's got no timeouts, no way to stop the clock here, so if Loveland just wants to push it ahead and two plays, they can get to the locker room here. They go right up the middle here, and he does go to about the 5 yard line, so it will be third down coming up now from the five, but yeah, they're going to mark it back at the four, but that won't matter. They don't need to snap until we're inside 30, and that'll be the last play of the first half, unless Alan Jeffries pulls a cat out of the bag here. A Sabre cat? Let's see. Second down it is. Here's the give up the middle. In fact, it's Harstead who just takes it himself to the 11-yard line, short of the first down. And now Loveland will just look over at Allen Jeffries and say, do you want one more play or are we done with the half? And they're going to start walking to the sideline, and that'll do it. We are done with a half of football here at Timnath High School. It's the broadcast opener for the Preps Radio crew tonight. We're coming back in a moment. Great first half of football. Fossil Ridge 22, Loveland 20 at halftime. Back with the Journey Homes halftime show in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is the Journey Homes halftime show on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back here to Timnath High School as we get to the Journey Homes halftime show. 22-20, Fossil Ridge in front by a couple of points here at halftime, and what a defensive stand by Loveland. Fossil Ridge in the final 2 minutes of the first half, first and goal at the one, and they're unable to get in. Finally, on fourth and goal from the two, they make a big play defensively, closing in on Trek Keyworth, trying to come down with a pass there to get in the end zone. So huge for Loveland. And we'll see what that looks like coming back. I believe, if my old brain remembers, Loveland got the opening kickoff and fumbled the football on their opening drive. We'll talk about the scoring in the first half with our C&H Solution scoring summary. Let's do that right now, as a matter of fact, here on the Journey Homes halftime show. Journey Homes, too, by the way, folks. Journey Homes, over 10,000 homes sold along the Front Range. Number one builder in Northern Colorado for all they do. Great gallery of pictures on things that they do. Go to journeyhomes.com. All right, the C&H Solutions scoring summary for the first half. Following a Loveland fumble, their second offensive play of the football game. Second play for Tyler Kubat. He found Mac Busteed. Found him 77 times last year. And found him again this year. 16-yard touchdown pass. The first Kubat to Busteed pass for into the end zone for the touchdown this year. 16-yard touchdown pass. 7-0 for Fossil Ridge. Loveland came back. Garrett Harstead said, yeah, okay, they're not going to let me throw a bunch. I'll run 81 yards for a touchdown. Harstead scoring. The extra point was mishandled. 7-6. It was Fossil Ridge after the Harstead score. Loveland came back again following a fumble by Fossil Ridge. 3-yard touchdown run. Garrett Harstead again with 5:39 to play in the first quarter. It was 12-7 for Loveland. Again, they missed going for two on the extra point. Then Fossil Ridge got the lead. 31-yard pass. Mac Busteed in the corner of the end zone again. Tyler Kubat hit him. Busteed took it away from the defender. Gets his second touchdown catch of the first half. And Fossil Ridge with the extra point with 2:10 to play in the first quarter, led 15-12. Second quarter, we got there. Fossil Ridge, 28-yard touchdown run. Colton Pollack, the sophomore, got into the end zone from 28 yards away with 9.5 to go in the first half. Fossil Ridge went to a 10-point advantage at 22-12. Then Loveland answers. Who else? Garrett Harstead, 57-yard touchdown run. He's elusive. And the big guy who can throw, he can pitch, he can shoot baskets, he can do it all. His third rushing touchdown of the first half, 22-20. They went for two and made it. So Loveland pulling within two. And then Fossil Ridge in the final 2 minutes of the first half gets down a first and goal at the one-yard line. They hit Trek Keyworth with about a 29-yard catch. He tried to get into the end zone and fumbled it into the end zone. And they pulled it. They called him down at the one instead of the fumble, which at the time we said that's a break for Fossil. But four plays later, they're not getting in the end zone, and they're able to hold Fossil Ridge out of the end zone. They tried to go to Keyworth on a button at about a yard deep in the end zone on the left-hand side here, and it was knocked away incomplete by the Loveland defense. So that's where we are, 22-20. Fossil Ridge in front by a two-point lead here at halftime. We are at halftime, the Journey Homes halftime show. All right, where are we at? About 8 minutes to go until we get to our J9 Agency second half kickoff. So let's take a break. We'll come back in a moment. When we come back, we'll get to the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Do that in a moment on the Journey Homes halftime show here at Timnath High School. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back. About 5.5 minutes away from our J9 Agency second half kickoff. We are at the Journey Homes halftime show, 22-20. Fossil Ridge, a two-point lead over Loveland here at halftime. Let's get to the Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard and run through them. Let's see here. Bear Creek is leading Lakewood tonight in the fourth quarter, 42-0 Bear Creek in front. So, excuse me, some of our local teams will get a look at Bear Creek later in the season. Fort Lupton and Wheat Ridge tonight, 20-14. Fort Lupton is in front in that one in the third quarter. Thomas Jefferson and Pomona playing. Here's Pomona, 38-13. And we talked about Pomona. Loveland's going to see them in week three. And Pomona with a 25-point advantage over TJ in the third quarter tonight as well. Let's see, who else have we got here? Any other scores? Douglas County and Horizon, 17-0. DC is in front in that one, leading here. Pooter and Rock Canyon, that is, it says second quarter here. 6-0 Rock Canyon leads Eric Tonkin and the Impalas in that one. Fort Morgan, the 3A defending champions, taking on Conifer tonight. And at halftime, look at Conifer giving Fort Morgan all they want, 10-7. The Mustangs in front by three at halftime. West Grand leads Gilpin County 46-0. Let's see who else. Heritage and Mountain Vista, I believe that is, 14-7. It's either Mountain Range or Mountain Vista. Doesn't really tell me who there. Well, let's maybe if we open it up, it is Mountain Vista tonight leading Heritage in that one. All right, where else did we need to go? Let's see. Bottom of the barrel here. Denver South over Skyline, 21-13. Rampart leads Coronado. Over Hollins. Is that Lionel Hollins? Who is that? 47-0. In that game, Green Mountain has the lead there. That is your Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. I wanted to try to get a Northridge score. Northridge taking on Gateway on the road. If Northridge wins, and I think they will tonight, Gateway's a 4A club, I get that, but they are a 4A club that didn't win a game, I don't think, last year. So, and Northridge really like what Jeremy Hayden has done with the club. He and defensive coordinator Donnie Edick, this team got everybody back. So they're going to be tough to deal with, no doubt, this year coming up. So want to try to get Jeremy on Clark and the coach tomorrow. So see if we can do that after a win here tonight. All right, we are just over 2 minutes away from the second half getting underway here, although I don't see either team. But let's do this. Let's step aside for a second. We'll come back in a moment, and we'll look at our second half. 22-20, it is a lead for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats over the Loveland Red Wolves here at halftime. That's it for the Journey Homes halftime show. We'll come back with our J9 Agency's second half kick when we come back. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
In the ag industry, hard work and experience are the two most important attributes to possess. Livestock Exchange LLC has been working hard for the people of Colorado in brush since 1969. For a full rundown of upcoming cattle sales, hay auctions, or just the monthly sales schedule, visit livestockexchange.org. If you're looking for high quality and personal service, no matter the size of your operation, look no further than Livestock Exchange in Brush, Colorado.
Weldworks is simply wonderful. With their dialed-in beer and masterful approach, how could things get better? How about some dialed-in food? Weldworks is thrilled about their new chef-driven eatery, the Annex. The Annex features intentionally crafted cuisine from all corners of the world, including items like Spanish calamari, pork belly steamed buns, and a crave-satisfying double cheeseburger that takes you back to your favorite neighborhood diner. The Annex at Weldworks. For more information about the Annex, visit annex.weldworks.com.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit CNHSolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
Also, Colorado State Director of Athletics Joe Parker, do you feel any sense of pressure to get this football program on the right track ASAP?
I don't think it's pressure, but I think all of us feel urgency. We want to move to success as quickly as we possibly can because success breeds success. We see it with what Coach Hilbert has done in volleyball. We've seen it with what Nico's done.
The Hull Show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's largest builder since 1995. Journey Homes has built over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Journey Homes communities provide the lifestyle you seek at the price you can afford, providing a design center to make your home just the way you like it. Journey Homes has prime locations with amenities such as trails and parks. Visit our website at journeyhomes.com to view a great selection of quality floor plans, testimonials, and home galleries. Or give us a call today at 970-539-0120.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Back here at Fossil Ridge High School, or rather, we're out at Timnath High School tonight. Fossil Ridge, the home team, as we get to a 22-20 Jeff Fulton's club in front by two at halftime here. This is a restless crowd, one of the more restless crowds I've ever seen at a sporting event. Most of the kids in our section here, I would guess, are, you know, the 15 to 18 year olds, and they don't sit down. I mean, they're in, out. It's crazy here. It's just crazy. But we're having fun. 22-20 football game here at halftime. Sabercats in front by two over the Red Wolves. Boy, how big was the defensive stand for Loveland at the end of the first half right there? First and goal for the Sabercats with about 2.5 minutes to go in the half. They just put another 3 minutes on the board, so we're going to be talking for a while here tonight. You're probably tired of me. I haven't shut up in 2 hours here. So, tomorrow night, Mike Danson's going to be with me, so he'll be able to share the mic. That'll be a nice thing for you guys at home. So, as we're getting ready, getting set, and getting waiting for the J9 Agency's second half kickoff. See if these gents can move a little bit so I can get some light on my reads here because I can't see them at all where we are right here. I'm just going to have to stand up and hold this up against the window of the press box right here. J9 Agencies in all to handshake may not go as far as it is as it used to, but at the J9 Agencies it does. Call J9 Agencies and Terry Gertz for your insurance needs at 970-396-6426. All right, let's get to it. Second half ready to get underway here. I want to thank TBK Bank as our neighbors. TBK Bank committed to rolling up their sleeves on behalf of our community and helping out where they can. TBK Bank happy to support our Northern Colorado high schools and future leaders in our community. TBK Bank SSB, member FDIC. All right, let's get set to go here, folks. Do not step on that, please.
I will try my best.
Thank you, man. All right, 22-20, Fossil Ridge in front. We'll get our kickoff coming up here. Tomorrow night, folks, we're in a press box. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go, folks. We're waiting, we're waiting. Let's get this thing going here, folks. All right, Fossil Ridge is going to receive the kickoff here. As I said, thought Loveland were the guys there that did it, but in the first half they did, and then they coughed it up on their first possession. See what Fossil Ridge does on their first possession of the second half here after being stopped late in that first half by the goal line. All right, Loveland will kick off if we ever get to it. Let's see. All-female postgame show is coming up when we're done. All right, kickoff coming. If I can see the scoreboard here, ladies, there we go. We're on the radio here, so I need to be able to see that scoreboard. Thank you. 22-20, here's the kick. It's through the hands that time of the Fossil Ridge deep man. That's Toshkov, the sophomore who's back there, reached up at about the 5-yard line and caroms through his hands and out of the end zone. So it'll be first down for the Sabercats here with a football at their own 20-yard line as they go to work. 22-20, Sabercats in front. Tyler Kubat, two touchdown passes to Mac Bustede, a Colton Pollock touchdown run of 28 yards. For Loveland, it's been three Garrett Harstead rushing touchdowns, 81, 57, and 3 yards. Here's Kubat on first down, back to throw. Tyler looking, going to dump it out over the middle. Mac Bustede, the catch, and then he loses the football. Did he have it long enough, or are they going to call it incomplete? They'll call it incomplete here. No replay in high school. That was close. Looked like he made a football move and then coughed up the football there. So right there, it's going to be second down and 10 here. Bustede has made some great catches tonight already, but that one just couldn't hang on to. Second down and 10 here for Fossil Ridge. Kubat will go to work here with Colton Pollock to his left. The sophomore running back with a terrific first half. Second down and 10 here, 8 seconds into the third quarter. Taking a long time between snaps here is Tyler Kubat. Boy, how is this not delay? Here is the give, left-hand side, and the carry. I don't think that was Pollock. Maybe it was. Let me see if I can get a number when he comes back. I think that was Austin Miller, if I'm not mistaken, wearing 21 for Fossil Ridge. No, I take that back. That's 22. That's Jake Toshkoff again. Got about 2-1 to play. So you're looking at 3rd and 8 if you're a Fossil Ridge fan here. 3rd down 8 Sabercats. First drive of the second half here. Tyler Kubat over 3,000 yards, 27 touchdowns passing the football last year. Here he goes, going to throw. Here's Bustede with a catch and a first down to the 36-yard line. Mac Bustede, the 6'5 senior with a catch, 6'6 senior with a catch over the middle. And a first down, they pick up about 13 on the play. And it's a first down here for the Fossil Ridge Sabercats. That'll move the clock a little bit. 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 22-20 advantage, Fossil Ridge. Could have gone up by 8, 9, 10 points late in the first half, but Loveland shut them down after a first and goal at the 1. Here's Kubat to throw. Quick step and a throw. Right-hand side again. Mac Bustede. Catch. 50-yard line. Maybe a step into Loveland territory. And a gain there of about 15 or 16 yards. And the senior makes another catch. He's got at least a half a dozen catches tonight and two of them for scores. Give him 15 right at the midfield stripe, they'll mark it. First down here for Fossil Ridge. Moving up on the two-minute mark here in the third quarter. First 2 minutes of the quarter in, and Fossil Ridge is on a bit of a roll here. Bustede over to the sideline to talk to Jeff Fulton. Now good with where he goes, and he's going to come back out and get going. First down 10 here, Fossil Ridge midfield, leading by 2. Give it off. This is Pollock, left-hand side, the sophomore. Tries to get outside, strung out. Boy, great defense by Loveland that time. And at the end, Colton's able to dig ahead for a couple. Boy, two well-deserved yards there for Colton Pollock. Put the football in at about the 48-yard. Well, they're not going to give him that, are they? They're going to say his foot was out right at the 50. Maybe a yard there. So call it second down and 9 here for Fossil Ridge. They did. They called him out of bounds because the clock has stopped with 9:42 to play here in the third. All right, second down and 9 for Kubat and company. Let's see what Tyler does here. Waiting for the snap, has one running back to his right, and they jumped offside. Loveland's going to bite it for five here. That's just a good snap count that time by Kubot, able to pull the defender offside. And so now instead of second and nine, you're looking at second and four. And, boy, that opens up the playbook a ton if it already isn't wide open for this Fossil Ridge offense. Loveland next week will be at Mountain View. That's Friday night. They'll take on Steve Fry's group. Fossil Ridge will be at home against Grandview. They'll be right here at Timnath Stadium. That's on Thursday night against Grandview. Grandview was a Final Four team in 5A football last year. Second down and four, Fossil Ridge, 44-yard line here of Loveland. Kubat takes the snap. He wants to throw. Here's Tyler on the rollout. Got it across the midfield. That's a catch inside the 30 and down to about the 28-yard line. And the catch is made by Bryce Olson, the tight end. And put him down at the 30-yard line, maybe the 29 here for Olson. Got about 13 on the pitch and catch to the tight end. It's a first down here for Fossil Ridge on the move. Open this up from their own 20-yard line to start the drive here, and here they are in at the 29 of Loveland, leading 22-20. Kubot with Pollock to his left here. Three wide outs. Trek Kewers in the slot. Back to throw. Here's Kubot. They come at him in a hurry. He could go down. Spinning out of a tackle. Going to throw right-hand side. Incomplete. Tried to get the ball to Bryce Olson again. The tight end was kind of the safety valve that time down the right-hand sideline. Boy, I tell you what, Kubot did a great job. He should have been sacked back at about the 43. Would have been a loss of 14, but he was able to shake off the defender, get clear, and then almost make a great throw to Bryce Olson. All right, single coverage on Bustede on the near side here. That looks like I'd send him to the corner again. That dude can get up and go. He's got two scoring catches already in the ballgame. Second down and 10 here for Tyler Kubat to throw. He wants Bustede, right side catch inside the 20, and Mack just leans his 6'6 body over, gets a couple more falling to the ground, and that's a first down. So the first down here for Fossil Ridge inside the Paul Dovenbarger at Shelter Insurance Red Zone. As your shelter agent, Paul's job to help you find the types of coverage you need to protect what matters most, your family, your home, your vehicles, and so much more. Give them a call today, 674-8757. All right, first down in the red zone here at the 19-yard line. Kubat's going to give it to Pollock. Nowhere to go. Boy, Loveland really came defensively that time. Hudson Vogeser, 6'2 senior linebacker on the play, was the outside linebacker, able to get there and stop Pollock in his tracks. Actually a loss on the play. Give him a loss of two, maybe even three. Yeah, they're going to put it at the 22-yard line here. So it's second down and 13 now for the Sabercats. Remember, at the end of the first half, leading by two, they got to the one first and goal, and Loveland held him out. You do that one time, you come back into the red zone. The next time, you darn well want to get in the end zone. 6:50 to play third quarter. Kubat's rolling against the grain, left side. Looking, has time. Now he's going to reverse his field. Back at the 35-yard line, he dropped way back. Now throws and it's caught. Left-hand side, that's a touchdown for Fossil Ridge.
Yes, sir. Sports fans, Tyler Kubat finds himself lots of time.
Is it Pollock? Yeah, it's Pollock again with the catch. And it's 28-20 now. The Sabercats in front with 6:39 to go. That's a 19-yard scoring grab. Colton Pollock's second touchdown of the day. He ran one in from 28. And we have our first score here in the second half. So Fossil Ridge, a 19-yard touchdown pass to Pollock. Extra point is on the way, and it is good. So 6:39 on Olsen's extra point. The Fossil Ridge Sabercats take a 29-20 advantage over Loveland. We'll step aside for a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Timnath High School, Timnath Stadium tonight. Side of our 2022 Preps Radio broadcast opener, Loveland and Fossil Ridge. It's been a dandy so far. Here is the return for Loveland. That is Trey Olson, who takes the football back out and is hammered at about the 12-yard line. I think he got the 15 and then was pushed back. That's where they'll mark it, out of the 15-yard line. So Loveland's got a long field to matriculate here. Down by 9 now. The touchdown to Pollock, our CNH Solutions scoring summary, 19-yard touchdown pass. Pollock's second score. He had a rushing touchdown earlier. It is the 1-2 third touchdown pass of the game for Tyler Kubot, who had 27 touchdown strikes last year. All right, see what Loveland can do. Go to work. If Alan Jeffries has his way, they'll take most of the quarter to go down and stick it in the end zone here. Harstead's going to keep on first down, right-hand side. Garrett goes to about the 20. Well, let's see. They're going to put his knee down back on about the 19 here. So it's a gain of 4. It'll be second down and 6 here for Loveland. I am fairly certain the 30-foot radius I'm in is a gymnasium zone right here. These folks don't sit down, and they're just jumping around like they've got ants in their pants. I guess it's great to be young on a Thursday night in Timnath High School. 5:58 to go, 29-20. If they would move right now, I could see the play. Right for the moment, I can't. I think Loveland's trying to run it here. They do, and they take the football out to about the 29-yard line. That's going to be a 9-yard pickup. There they go again. 1, 2. I'm going to make this a toll gate. Everybody give me a... $1 if you want to go. Nope, they don't want to go. I could make a mint sitting here. 29-20, Sabercats in front, 5.5 to play in the third quarter. We're in the crowd tonight at Timnath Stadium. No room at the inn for us upstairs. Here's the give, right-hand side. They'll take the football to the 35. Boy, he's hit. I thought he squirted through, but he didn't, to the 32-yard line. Goes Drew Foley, so Loveland is going to have a third down here now. I believe, let's see, this 5 minutes and 13 seconds. Why is the clock stopped? Now there's a timeout on the field or an injured player. Let's see. Jeff Fulton came out on the field. He's looking at one of his players.
The sports scene in Colorado has never been bigger.
The Broncos come out of nowhere and find a way to get a Russell Wilson deal done.
And you need a radio station that truly encapsulates everything happening on the court, the field, the ice, and the diamond.
Charlie's not the same hitter used to be, but Charlie's going to get you 15 to 20 home runs and hit 275, I think.
Hear daily sports takes with the award-winning Hull Show and the latest in preps with Clark and the coach.
I don't think it was the end of the world for either team, but I guess the fans did. Now I'm very interested to see these fans screaming at each other in the playoffs.
KFK broadcasts local preps games, UNC Bears football and basketball, and airs Rockies, Broncos, and the biggest games in the NFL and NCAA.
3-2. Line down the left side. If it stays up, it's gone. It is.
Sports matter here, and sports matter to us.
Ryder True going back, way back, looks up, and it is gone. Riggs Towel, opposite field, no doubt about it.
Catch it all on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Army National Guard plays a vital role in your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado Army National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's a new day for CSU football.
He's got a touchdown!
about it.
And there's one show that talks more Rams than anyone in the state. Rams Weekly pairs Colorado and insiders Kevin Lytle and Chris Abshire with the host of the Hull Show, Brady Hull, for in-depth coverage on all things Rams.
I think it's going to be a hyper-competitive game. Canvas Stadium's going to be rocking.
Get your college football weekend started off the right way with Rams Weekly, Thursdays at 5 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Find out why the people of Northern Colorado can't stop talking about that new morning show on KFKA.
I have yet, in all the time we've had him on, had you bring something up where he couldn't come back with a strong comment.
Well, that's just because I'm such a good host, Brian.
No.
Good morning, NoCo.
Look, if you looked behind you and you saw me, would you think, yeah, I should lean back into this dude's lap?
I would look and say, well, that's his problem. And I'm going to reclaim.
Host Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint bring you a fun, informative radio show unlike anything on the air.
I think that the preseason's important, but not right now. Not the way that it's about right now. I think it could be handled better, I guess, is what I'm trying to say here.
Now, get rid of the whole damn thing.
Hear Good Morning, NoCo. Weekdays 6 to 10 to get the news, sports, weather, and traffic information you need to start the day.
Talking with Chris Vandery, Director of Special Projects for 9 News.
A lot of people are getting checks. A lot of people have already gotten those checks. Question is, you know, is this politically motivated?
Only on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Have a comment?
I got something to say.
Text us at 888-530-0043 and leave your comment. Agree with the host?
I agree.
Let us know how you feel. Think we've got it wrong?
It's a total fabrication.
Text us at 888-530-0043 and tell us we're wrong. Just want to be argumentative?
Get off my lawn.
You know the drill. Text us at 888-530-0043 and keep listening to 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Rockies baseball.
Hit well down the left field line. It's got a chance to go. It's gone. A line shot to left field. Just clearing the wall. Strike three called on the inside. Back to back called strike threes for Yoli Chacin. 2-1. Drill down the left field line. If it's fair, it's a homer. It is gone. A shot to left field.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
How do you do it? Some people read pamphlets, others go online. What works for you?
The Blue Book or visiting knowyourjudge.com.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
You have the job of voting to keep or dismiss judges. This November, make an informed choice.
Visit knowyourjudge.com and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
You know you can listen to KFK terrestrially on 103.1 FM and 1310 AM, but did you know that you can listen to us extraterrestrially? No, I mean you can stream us live at 1310kfk.com.
There's so many angles to this story. There's so many opinions that you could have.
Nick Saban definitely had ulterior motives doing this.
Listen live or dig up archives of your favorite show.
Justin Simmons has got to be close to top five safety. Kareem Jackson, that guy's a baller, man.
At 1310kfk.com, you can find out what's on this afternoon.
Here comes back and the pitch right there inside corner. Sit down. Strikeout looking, and there's two gone.
What's on this evening?
There has to be some rules here. There really has to be. So everyone knows it's all on the up and up.
What's on this weekend?
Before we forgive all college debt, let's find out how much money each person owes to these quick credit companies.
And what's up next?
Ground ball hit the second. Brendan Rodgers over to Ryan McMahon. Ball game.
There's no mystery. Just go to 1310kfka.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Derwin James is now the highest paid safety ever after the Chargers star signed a 4-year extension Wednesday that'll pay him $76.5 million. This according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. With the deal signed, James returned to the practice field for the first time this training camp. Elsewhere, Joe Burrow threw in full team drills Wednesday for the first time since having his appendix removed last month. The Bengals quarterback revealed his appendix actually ruptured, but he's confident he'll be good to go for week one. Chiefs receiver Mecole Hardman left practice early with a groin injury. KC already thin at wideout, with Juju Smith-Schuster missing his second straight practice with a knee injury. And after limiting his throwing due to elbow soreness earlier in camp, Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford says his elbow felt great after a full intra-squad scrimmage, adding, quote, functionally, I feel like I can do everything I need to do. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Broncos games are on. Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Let's ride.
All right, we lost you there for a while, folks. Not surprising here in a sea of people. Surprising that somebody hasn't kicked the equipment halfway across the century. This town of Timnath here. I don't think this is really Timnath either. This is right by the corner. First time I've been to the stadium. Here's the give right-hand side. This is Foley, who takes it inside the 10 and takes the football down to about the 7-yard line. That's not actually Drew Foley. That's number 3, the unknown soldier. But this is the stadium is right directly, what that would be, northeast of the Prospect and I-25 interchange. Is this really Timnath? All right, here is the give up the right-hand side again, and number 3 takes the football down to the 1-yard line. So it is going to be in there. I think there's a Loveland player who's hurt here. And let's see, they're going to stop the clock 39 seconds into our fourth quarter here and find out about the injury right here. Injury timeout, so we're going to step aside for a sec. We'll come back in about 30 seconds and see if they can stick this in the end zone. 29-20, Sabercats in front, but the Red Wolves are at the 1. And we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, here is off on the right-hand side. It is Harstead with a keeper. Did he get there? He did. I believe it's Harstead. Let's see. Had a group of folks in front of me right there, but I think Garrett took it in. And it is Harstead with another score. Garrett in the end zone there from 1 yard out. It is his fourth touchdown of the ballgame. So that starts the fourth quarter. Loveland with the score here. It's 29-26. And now they'll line up and go for the 1 point here. Extra point for Loveland. Jake Jackson on for the extra point, and he knocks it through. So we'll stay here. 29-27 Fossil Ridge leads. A 1-yard touchdown run right there. This is... Welcome back. The Gremlins are out tonight. Second time we've been cut from the air tonight, so hopefully that doesn't, in the final 9 minutes and 21 seconds, continue to happen here. 29-27, Sabercats in front by 2, and there's still an injury, an injured player down. I think when we lost connection with you guys, we hadn't even got that far, but yeah, Loveland player went down and he's cramping, but he's been out on the field here for maybe a couple of minutes. Set you up again, 29-21 or 29-27. Sabercats in front by 2 points here with 9:21 to go in a football game. Loveland owns the football, 2nd and 5 at their own 20. But I'll tell you what, if they can get a drive together here and take some time off the clock, they're going to put themselves in great shape. So I don't know if they're going to bring a cart out for this guy or what, but. Give us time to get to our Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard, see if there's any updates at all. Still nothing in the Northridge game. Would be nice if somebody at the game might just get on their phone and dial up a score for us, but not happening. Let's see. Bear Creek 42-0 final against Lakewood. Wheat Ridge came back and beat Fort Lupton 21-20, so the Farmers get the win. Pomona knocked out TJ tonight 45-13. Other scores, searching for them. Douglas County leading Horizon in the fourth quarter, 23-13. Rock Canyon leading against Pooter. Rock Canyon at home against Eric Tompkins Impalas, 16-8 in the third quarter in that one. Those are some scores from your Journey Homes out-of-town scoreboard. Over 10,000 homes along the Front Range. Journey Homes, Northern Colorado's leading builder. But for all they do, go to journeyhomes.com. All right, a lot of hugging going on out here, so this is all cool. And if everybody sits down, I can see again. All right, first down at the 29-yard line. We're right in the middle of the crowd here at Timnas Stadium. Fossil Ridge, the home team tonight. Loveland on the road, 29-27. And here is the give in the backfield. Drew Foley gets outside, makes a move, the 40, 45. Here's Foley at the 50. He's on his feet. He may beat everybody at the 30. Inside the 20, down inside the 10, or knocked out right at the 11 or so. Drew Foley with a big run right there, and Loveland is sitting in the catbird seat right now, 29-27. Where are they going to mark this thing? Oh, Drew Foley, what a big time for a big play. It's about a 51-yard run for Foley. And look at Loveland sitting down now at about the 13-yard line of Fossil Ridge is where they're going to mark it. Actually put it at the tip of the ball at the 12 here. So they're into the Paul Dobenbarger at Shelter Insurance red zone. 8.5 to go in the football game. Sabercats 29. Red Wolves 27. Loveland trying to get the lead. Harstead, right-hand side, carries up the middle. Is Harstead out? Now, that's Trey Olson, who was in the quarterback spot. Now, let's see, is that Harstead coming back in? Well, you don't want to, Harstead scored four touchdowns tonight. You don't want him to be, you don't want him to be limping around. Yeah, Garrett's back into the ballgame. 29-27. It is second down from the 9. Where do they go? Right-hand side, the handoff, the 5-yard line to the 4, and stood up there by a pile of black shirts. So 29-27, we took under 8 minutes to go. It'll be third down now. They need to get to about the 2.5 for a first down as they sit at the 5 here. So call it third down, 2.5 for Loveland. See if Jeff Fulton's defense can bow up a little bit here. Foley's in again, man in motion, the keeper up the middle. This is going to be a touchdown, and it's going to be Trey Olson who scampers into the end zone. So Olson from 5 yards out, and the Red Wolves are in the lead here. Boy, and I can't see where Garrett Harstead is, but that's interesting. 4 rushing touchdowns for Harstead, and now they've got Trey Olson in. Taking the snaps. So Loveland's got the advantage here. That's a 5-yard touchdown run for Trey Olson. Gives them the lead with 7:27 to go. And this is Harstead back in, and he keeps it for the two-point conversion. So with 7:27 left, 35-29, Loveland leads by 6. And now you're going to put the football in the hands of Tyler Kubat and the Sabercats offense. We'll come back in a moment. Loveland in front here with 7.5 to play. This time out brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, Loveland has regained the lead here. 35-29. On a Trey Olson keeper. And then the two-point conversion by Harstead. So 5 rushing touchdowns for the team that does just that. Alan Jeffries, Red Wolves, who love to run the football, 90% of their plays. Tonight, can I remember a pass? I can't really remember one off the top of my head. Here's a squib kick that's going to go and be covered down at the 24-yard line for Fossil. Now here comes Tyler Kubat. Guy could be the best passer in the state, and he's going to need to come out here and get his team down the field. 35-29, they trail by 6 with 7:27 to go in the football game. All right, set to go again. Thank you again to our second half sponsor. That's Pope Farms. We'll talk about them in a second. Handoff going nowhere up the middle. Maybe a loss of 2 on the play. Pope Farms out there on the 34 bypass and 65th Avenue, folks. They're local. They're proud of being local, too. They are Colorado. They buy local. They sell local. The v- very best in fresh produce out there. Great stuff. They've got yard art. They've got unbelievable roasted chilies. You got to get out and take a look at the place. Susan Pope does a great job of keeping everything fresh out there. It's the place to go. It is Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center. They grow, buy, and sell local. They are Colorado proud. Pope Farms. Kubot's going to throw here, dancing out of trouble. Now reverses field. Does it again. Now he's going to set up, and he's going to be tackled and sacked. Well, boy, he was back there for a long time, and then he is sacked back at the 12-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 12 on the play. They need the 34 for a first down here. So it's going to be third and 22 for Fossil Ridge, who trails in the ballgame 35-29. 6 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the contest, and you think, okay, that's plenty of time. But remember, when Alan Jeffries' Red Wolves start running the football and they can control the clock, you're in trouble. And there's another Red Wolf who's down on the field. Another injury timeout. Boy, oh, boy. All right, so we'll take a break here. Get an injury timeout, 30-second timeout. 6:05 left to play. In fact, yep, we're going to do that. They did use a official's timeout here. We're back in a moment. 6-point lead Loveland over Fossil Ridge. 6 minutes to go in the game. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, penalty on the last play. Tyler Kuba tried to get out a third and 24 play. Now it's third and 29. False start here for Fossil Ridge. They backed all the way up to their own 7-yard line here. Kubot stands at about the one waiting for the football. Tyler back to throw. They come to him in a hurry. He's going to go out left-hand side looking. Going to throw. Pass is going to be caught on the outside of the 30-yard line and knocked out of bounds. Trek Keyworth with the catch. Well, what happened to Mac Bustede? Looking all over the field for Mac, and I don't see him out on the field. Saw him on the sideline earlier. Now Kubat comes out because it's fourth down. It's fourth down and about three right here with 5:29 to go, and it is a punting situation here for Fossil. Yeah, you give up the football down here, you're liable to go down by, you know, double digits. Give it away, and then your defense has got to find a way to stop Loveland's running game. 35-29, Loveland in front. Snap back. Here's the kick. It's away. Not even going to go near it. Here is Trey Olson, who scored the go-ahead touchdown for Loveland from a Wildcat formation earlier. Boy, Loveland brought a nice crowd tonight, and it is packed here on the Fossil Ridge side. It has been a zoo in the stands out here tonight. Brings back memories of when we used to get to stadiums well before there were press boxes in most stadiums. And we'd sit in the crowd and get knocked around, and you don't see half the plays because people are standing up, and it's what you get in the middle of a set of stands here. But it's a gorgeous stadium, by the way. 39-yard line, Loveland with it. They want to try to take as much time off the clock as they can. Handoff goes up the middle here. And it is number three for Loveland, the Ghost Rider, who takes the football out to the 42-yard line. It's a gain of three. So it'll be second down and seven here. And that's fine. They want to go back and just use as much time on the clock as they can. The all-female postgame show is coming up when we're done. We'll have the Norfolk Iron Medal player of the game and the Steamway Florida Ceiling drive of the game. Second down at the 42, second and seven for Loveland. We're down to 4:40 to play now. Left-hand side, and they got him. They got number three, the unknown soldier, for a loss there. Back to the 37-yard line. That's a loss of two more. You're going to have third down and 12 now coming up for Loveland. It's a loss of five, actually, on that play. They were second and seven before that play. So Fossil Ridge, we said they need to stop the run here. Can't let them matriculate the field, and boy, oh boy, they're doing it. Third down, 12 here for Harstead. I think he's not thrown in the ballgame. Can't remember a pass. Garrett's going to run this one himself. The 40, and they got him. Not going anywhere. The crowd on the Fossil Ridge side here loud, and he gets to the 41. It'll be fourth down, and Loveland will have to kick the football away. This is going to get exciting. 3:59 to go in the game. And this pass-happy attack of Tyler Kubat and company is going to get their hands back on the football here with plenty of time to get down the field. Loveland will get into a punting formation here when they can. Thank you to our halftime sponsor and our out-of-town scoreboard sponsor, Journey Homes. Building your future together to view floor plans, testimonials, take a virtual tour. Go to journeyhomes.com. Okay, 3:59 to go. 6-point advantage, Loveland. Let's see what the punt looks like here. Snap coming. It's back. They almost got the block on it. Long kick. Keyworth's going to go back and take it at about the 11-yard line. Good move by Trek here. 20-yard line, the 25. Spins out of a tackle, the 30, and Keyworth knocked out of bounds at the 32-yard line. Boy, big return. He got 21 on the return. And so with 3:45 to play here in the contest, 35-29, Sabercats down 6. But they'll have good field position at their own 32-yard line, and they'll go to work first and 10 here. Well, couldn't ask for a better one with two great programs here on opening night for our broadcast schedule. Tomorrow night, Mike Danson and myself will be at Meade High School. Chris Jones and the Windsor Wizards taking on Jason Klatt and the Meade Mavericks. All right, here's Kubat, first down, 32-yard line. Tyler wants to throw. Looking. Last second, he's going to tuck it and go out of bounds at about the third, maybe the 36. Give him the 36, make it a 4-yard carry. It'll be second and 6. More importantly, stops the clock with 3:38 to play. Fossil Ridge led 22-20 at halftime. 35-29 here in the second half now. 3:38 to go. Second down and 7 for Kubat and company. Tyler wants to throw. Looks. Steps out of a tackle. Now he's going to run and slides at about the 43. Boy, they're going to mark him back at the 41 on that slide? That's a terrible mark. And it makes it short of the first down. He was easily, knee didn't go down to the 43 there. Bad mark, and it's 3rd and 1 now. Kubat keeps, moves it forward, and gets the first down. He got 2 on the keeper there. Stop the clock while they move the chains here. I have not been able to figure out how many timeouts or where they are in the scoreboard left. So let's see. 3 minutes exactly to play in the football game. 35-29 Loveland. To drop snap. Kubat's going to pick it up and run it. Left-hand side, the 45. Flags all over the place here. And Kubat's out of bounds and knocked down. Boy, hard out of bounds. No late flag there. But there are flags. There was a big pileup about 2 yards behind the line of scrimmage that time. This might be holding against Fossil Ridge. It is. Bad time for that. So they'll put this thing all the way back around the 33-yard line. Excuse me. They actually put it on the 35. It's an 8-yard holding penalty. So first down and 18. 2:52 to go in the ballgame. Loveland by 6. Boy, this sets up for the Sabercats to do something smashing at the end of the ballgame here. Let's see. Kubat. Under center, Pollock's to his right. Kubat wants to throw, rolling right, looking. Going to throw downfield. Trek Keyworth with a catch right near midfield. He goes down right there. Great throw by Kubat. Trek Keyworth, the catch at midfield. It's going to be second down now. Second and about 3. Boy, that was a big gainer right there. They needed 18, they got 15, so that's big. Second down, 3 coming up here for Fossil. Down by 6, 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go in the football game. Kubat out of the gun again. He's got Pollock to his left. Tyler wants to throw. Back he goes. Looks. looking, still looking. He wants to throw down the middle. The pass is caught inside of the 32-yard line. That's a first down. Is that Trek Keyworth again? It is. Look at him coming back after catching the ball. Keyworth, another grab. Where in the world is Mac Bustead? Must have got hurt earlier tonight because they haven't seen him the last two drives. First down for Fossil Ridge, 32-yard line of Loveland. Does Loveland want a timeout? They do. So 1:39 to go in the football game. It is nervous time at Timnath High School. Loveland leads 35-29. Let's come back in 30 seconds. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You want a fast-paced, informative blast of a morning show? Now you have it.
Post, I can't take it back. The internet's forever.
There you go.
All right, I just put it out
You're
there.
In trouble now.
With Good Morning NoCo, Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint will set you up every weekday with the latest in sports, news, traffic, weather, and so much more.
This just in, when you're going into a country that's invading another sovereign country, don't take drugs with you.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint, weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, it is first down for Fossil Ridge. They're down by six here with 1:39 to play in the game. Opening night at Timnath High School, Fossil Ridge and Loveland. Been a great football game here on Preps Radio. First down here for Kubat and company, the 32-yard line. I think they're doing it without Bustead. Back goes Kubat. He is sacked. Big hit. And that is, Dylan Lindgren. This middle linebacker, this guy, this senior for Loveland, he's the guy to gather around defensively this year. Ian Loomis was the guy last year. But it's Lindgren, and he sacks Kubat back at the 41-yard line. So that's a loss of about 9 on the play. It's going to be second and 19, and Fossil Ridge uses a timeout with 1:31 to play. Don't forget, when we're done here, the last 91 seconds tick off this big, enormous scoreboard clock up there. We are going to get to the all-female postgame show. Female equipment, supplies, and service, they've got it all. 635 Railroad Avenue in Ault. Give them a call today. Ault Feed Mill, 970-834-2132. All right, Fossil Ridge set to go again. It's second down now, 19. They need the 22-and-a-half-yard line of Loveland. Loveland leads by six here. Precarious right now, the lead for Loveland. Here's Kubat. Back to throw. Tyler, the senior, wants to go left-hand side. A diving try on the outside. I believe it was Trek Keyworth again. It was just too far out of his reach. Incomplete. It's going to be third down now and 19 here. Boy, this would be huge for Loveland, and really they've done a pretty nice job defensively tonight after the initial part of the ballgame against the passing of this terrific offense of Jeff Fulton and the Sabercats. We're talking about down the stretch, Loveland's got to deal with Blake Barnett and the Erie passing attack. All right, third down now, 19 here for the Sabercats, down by six. Kubat to throw, looking, steps back. He's near the 50-yard line right now. Rolling left, throwing left, pass is caught. That's a catch inside the 25 or the 24, but it's short of the first down by about a yard and a half. Keyworth, the catch again. Trek's having a big night. Couldn't quite break the tackle, and now your fourth. Well, you're going to call this. They need the 22, we'll call it. It's fourth and about two and a half. Big play right here. This is the ball game. Kubat under center. Will they use a timeout? He's looking back at the coach right now. And they will take a timeout. 1:18 to go. That's their last timeout, too. So we'll keep it here. 1:18 to go. 78 seconds left in the game. 35-29. Loveland in front by six. Boy, and we'll talk about it again and again. End of the first half, 2 minutes to go in the half. Fossil Ridge had first and goal at the one of Loveland and couldn't score. What would 7 points do right now? Give them the lead. 35-29, they trail, so we'll see now. It is fourth and about two. More importantly now than the six, they've got to think about just getting the 2 yards here and keep it going. You got time, 1:18 to go in the ballgame. If Loveland can stop them here, ballgame is history. Fourth down and two from just inside the 25-yard line of Loveland. Kubat's out of the gun. Pollock to his right. Kubat, where's he going to go? He's going to throw it downfield. Pass is caught. That's a first down for Fossil. Inside the Paul Dobenbarger Shelter Insurance red zone. It's a first down. Jake Toxgoff, the catch on the play. Toxgoff with the catch and a first down at the 14-yard line for Fossil Ridge. Kubat wants to throw. Fader up in the end zone. Incomplete to Keyworth. And it'll be second down with 50 seconds to play in the ballgame. Trek gave it everything he could in the corner of the end zone, but it's off his fingertips. Incomplete. And there's another Loveland player down who's injured here at the line of scrimmage. Wow. Loveland has really gone through it tonight. I think it's just another a leg cramp out there. All right, they're bringing everybody out now, so let's do this. Let's get a 30-second timeout. We'll come back. Injury timeout here. 50 seconds to go in a game. It'll be second down and 10 at the 15-yard line here for Fossil Ridge. They're down by 6 to the Loveland Red Wolves. We're back in a moment. This timeout brought to you by TBK Bank on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
CNH Solutions in Alt prides themselves on being your one-stop shop for all your construction needs. Serving Northern Colorado and the surrounding area since 2008, CNH Solutions offers a wide range of services from aggregate, engineering and fabrication to logistics and midstream services. CNH is excited to announce the purchase and operation of their own new gravel pit. For more info, visit cnhsolutions.com or call 970-834-2247. That's CNH Solutions in Alt, a proud sponsor of Highland Huskies Athletics.
The Rockies are on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All right, back here at Timnath High School, down by 6 here with 50 seconds left. Kubat to throw, looking. He wants the corner of the end zone, wide open. Touchdown, Fossil Ridge. Trek Keyworth was left alone, and Fossil Ridge has tied it with 44 seconds to play. Oh, doctor. Jeff Fulton out on the field saying, you got to go, you got to go. We got to get this extra point. Going for one here. Bryce Olson on to kick it and can give Fossil the lead with 44 seconds left. 35-35. Olson on to kick. Waiting for the snap from center. Can they get the lead? The snap, the place. Olson's kick is up, and it is good. Tyler Kubat to Trek Keyworth, 15-yard touchdown pass with 44 seconds left. The extra point by Olson, and look at the scoreboard. Sabercats 36, Red Wolves 35. Oh, my. Talk about welcome to football 2022. You're looking at it, folks. You're listening to it on Preps Radio tonight. We'll have some of the replays tomorrow on Clark and the Coach from 10 to 11. Oh, man. We're going to try to get Coach Fulton on. I know that. Would love to get Tyler Kubat on, too. So we'll see. Let's see what that looks like. Not over yet, though. You got 44 seconds left, and stranger things have happened. Loveland waits for the football now, and Bryce Olson will tee it up at a 40-yard line here for Fossil Ridge. 36-35, Fossil Ridge over Loveland here. The kick is a deep one. You want to punch that thing to the next county, and he does that. Out the back of the end zone for Olson there. The touchback automatic there for him. And now we'll see what Loveland's got. How many timeouts does Loveland have left? 44 seconds left. And I'm sitting here. I know I'm an old man, and I don't have somebody sitting here with me keeping score tonight. I don't think that Garrett Harstead's thrown a pass tonight. So they're going to have to in this spot. They might have thrown one or two. I can't remember. But here you are. You got to go the length of the field. You got to go 80 yards in 44 seconds for a team that really makes its living on the ground. 36, 35, Fossil Ridge in front by one 15-yard touchdown pass to Keyworth. Oh, man, that was something else. Harstead's going to throw here. Fake handoff. Looking. Garrett, the pressure comes. He goes deep. That ball is going to be incomplete. And they got a flag, pass interference. Well, it's not like the pros where you can get it down at the 38-yard line of Fossil Ridge here. This is going to be a 15-yard penalty. That's going to be it, if they call it. Referees are meeting right now, and let's see what the call is. 35 seconds to go. And we'll see exactly what they're going to be up against. But, boy, that was a long ball by Harstead. He threw that ball about 50 yards in the air. The funny thing for Garrett Harstead, who is a baseball pitcher as well as a great basketball player, but he's got the arm. He was kind of going against the grain when he threw it, too. This is offensive? No, this is pass interference against the defense. 15-yard penalty. So move it from the 20 to the 35. 35 seconds to go. And remember, the Red Wolves, if they can get down there, could kick a field goal. All right, here it is. Loveland take the football from the 35-yard line. Fossil Ridge crowd is up and jumping. First down here for Harstead and company. They're 65 yards away from a touchdown. Less than that to try a field goal. Harstead in all kinds of trouble. Reverses field thereafter, and that's a hold. This is going to come back no matter what happens. Harstead's going to run at the 40, the 45, midfield, and out of bounds into Fossil Ridge territory. However, this is coming way back. There's a hold back on the 21-yard line. 20 seconds to go in the ballgame. There's the holding call. And this is going to be a difference of about 40 yards of field right now. That might shoot Alan Jeffries' club right in the foot. All Feed Mill postgame shows coming up here in 20 seconds on the clock. We'll get our Norfolk Iron and Metal player of the game. And we'll also get our Steamway Florida Ceiling drive of the football game as well. Put the football back here. They're going to march the whole the way back to the, where are they at? The 11-yard line. Wow. That is a 40-yard difference from where they would have had the football. Can you imagine 20 seconds left at the, basically at midfield, you got a chance for a couple dink and dunks and kick a field goal, or at least try one. Now they're almost 90 yards away. Harstead to throw. Big rush coming. Garrett's going to get rid of it down the middle of the field, and this pass is going to be picked off. Intercepted by Fossil Ridge. They're going to win it. Down the left-hand side, the 20, the 15, down to the 10-yard line. The pass was picked off by Ryan Pollier. Pollier, the big pick. He just played it like a center fielder and ran underneath it. And Fossil Ridge is going to win this one here tonight. 7 seconds left. All they have to do is come out and sit on it. Oh, my, what a game on opening night on Preps Radio. 36-35, Fossil Ridge is going to come away with one tonight. How about this? Now we'll see what they do. For Jeff Fulton, it's got to be just kneel on it. Thanks again to our second-half sponsor. That's Pope Farms. They grow, buy, and sell local. They are Colorado proud. 65th Avenue and Highway 34. Check them out. That's Pope Farms Produce and Garden Center. There is the kneel down, and this ball game is over, folks. The Alt Feed Mill postgame show is coming up next. Final score here tonight in a wild one. Fossil Ridge 36, Loveland 35. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Back here at Timnath High School, we get to the Alt Feed Mill post-game show, and boy, what a ball game. Fossil Ridge tonight with 44 seconds left. It was Tyler Kubat to Trek Heworth, 15-yard touchdown pass. Extra point was good, 36-35. Sabercats walk it off with a big win here tonight against Loveland by one point. We'll get to our CNH Solution scoring summary real quick. First quarter, 7-0 Fossil Ridge on a 16-yard touchdown pass from Kubat to Bustede. Then an 81-yard touchdown run. Loveland got within a point. They missed the extra point. 81-yard touchdown run by Garrett Harstead. Loveland came back, got the lead as Harstead went in for a second time, a 3-yard run this time following a Fossil Ridge turnover. Loveland goes up 12-7, then Fossil Ridge came back. 31-yard pass. Guess who again? It was Tyler Kubat to Mac Bustede again. Didn't see Bustede in the second half much. Don't know what that situation is, so might want to check into that. But that was a 15-12 Fossil Ridge lead after one. Second quarter, Fossil goes up by 10, 28-yard touchdown run by Colton Pollock at 9:33 to play in the first half. Then Loveland gets back within two, 57-yard touchdown run by Garrett Harstead, his second long jaunt and third touchdown of the night. That's where we were at halftime, 22-20 Fossil Ridge. Fossil goes up by seven, or rather by nine, with a touchdown in the third quarter, a 19-yard pass to Colton Pollock from Tyler Kubat. So Kubat had four touchdown passes tonight. 29-20, we went to the fourth quarter. Loveland got within two and a one-yard run by Harstead. That was Garrett's fourth rushing touchdown of the ball game. Then Loveland got the lead. Trey Olson from the Wildcat formation ran it in from 5 yards out. Loveland takes a 35-29 lead with 7.5 to go into football game. But as we said, the pass to Keyworth from Kubat, 44 ticks left, and Fossil Ridge comes out, pops it out, wins the 36-35 here tonight against Loveland. We'll come back in our next segment of the All-Female Postgame Show, get to our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game and our Steamway Floor-to-Ceiling Drive of the Game. That's next on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back here to Timnath High School, Alt Feed Mill postgame show on a wild night, 36-35. Sabercats beat the Red Wolves with 44 ticks to go. And we get to it right now, the Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game, and it is the 6'5", 215-pound senior quarterback, Tyler Kubat, who throws for four touchdowns tonight, and the biggest one coming inside of a minute to Trek Keyworth in the corner of the end zone. I don't know what happened on the Loveland defense that play. They were tough all night. But, boy, that play, they busted coverage, and Keyworth was all alone in the corner of the end zone. So 36-35, our Norfolk Iron and Metal Player of the Game is Tyler Kubat. Steamway Floor-to-Ceiling Drive of the Game, folks. Well, that was a drive that came up empty. End of the first half, it kept Loveland in the football game. The drive went all the way down to the one-yard line, first and goal Fossil Ridge, 2 minutes to go and a half, and they couldn't get in. That looked like... That Loveland stop looked like, at the end of the first half, it may be what gave them the victory, because Loveland had the lead, of course, down to 44 seconds to go in the football game. So that is our drive of the game, the defensive play by the Loveland Red Wolves tonight. Great contest by both teams. We'll come back, wrap it up here from Timnath High School in a moment on the Alt Feed Mill postgame show. Our final score again was 36-35, Sabercats over the Red Wolves tonight. Back to wrap things up in a moment. From Timnath High School in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back out here to Timnath High School. Most of the folks have left, although I'm looking out of the parking lot. That's where they are, the sea of cars out there. Big crowd here tonight, both sides of the field, and what a great finish, 36-35 Fossil Ridge, as they get the touchdown pass from Tyler Kubat to Trek Keyworth in the end zone with 44 seconds left and walk away with a 36-35 victory over Loveland. Tomorrow night we'll be at Meade High School. Windsor and Meade will take it on. Jason Clatt and his Mavericks, Chris Jones and his Wizards. We'll be on the air with you guys about 6:45, myself and Mike Danson, following football night in Northern Colorado. Kyle Jansen will get you going, Kyle, at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. All right, that should do it. Thank you to Michael Kirkpatrick back in the studio for making this thing happen. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow night. We'll talk to you in the morning on Clark and the Coach at 10 o'clock. Hopefully we have Jeff Fulton, maybe some other surprises in the morning. Final score once again here on the opening night of broadcast here for the 2022 football season on Preps Radio. It was a dandy. Sabercats of Fossil Ridge beat the Red Wolves of Loveland 36-35. You heard it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.